This is the High School Game of the Week on WHAM. Tonight's game is brought to you by Sheehy Ford of Ashland on Route 1 and online at SheehyFordAshland.com. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Crown Limousine Service for corporate travel, tacky light tours, and more. Call 368-0229 or go to CrownLimousine.net. It's time for the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. Let's go live to the stadium and your host, Rob Witham.
Well, you know, for the last many years, the Tomato Bowl has taken place in September, and we've had many a contest in this now 57-year-old series where it's been a little warm in the press box, been a little sweaty outside, short sleeves, shorts are the norm. But this year, when they announced the 2015 schedule and they moved Tomato Bowl number 57 to the final week of the regular season, we all thought, it'll be hot chocolate sales and some blankets maybe on a cold early November night. But we greet you tonight from an August-type feel in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Our game time temperature will be in the 70s. As for the 57th time, the Patrick Henry Patriots and the Lee Davis Confederates collide. For the first time since 2003, they collide in the final week of regular season play. Rob Witham along with you here live on the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com. Your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV is waiting for you right now. Start your search just like our family did last year at SheehyFordAshland.com. That's SheehyFordAshland.com. You will be glad you did. Well, friends, we've been with you since Dinwiddie, Hanover, back on the 4th of September. As is always the case, the 10 fastest weeks of the year are the 10 regular season weeks in high school football. And we come to you tonight from Lee Davis High School, and it's pretty cut and dry for the two teams in front of us. And we're going to talk a whole lot about playoffs tonight because, of course, by the time things are over tonight, we will almost have it set as to which teams are in, which teams are out, where teams are going to go in their first week of playoff action. Hanover in 4A East, Atlee in 5A North, these Confederates in 5A South Central, and if the Patriots could get a Tomato Bowl win and a little bit of help, they may, just may, keep this season alive in the 5A North region. It's very simple. We set it up like this. For the Patriots, they come in 4-5. They started the year 3-0. And then they hit that rugged Capital District schedule for the first time since the 1970s. They were moved to the Capital before this season in exchange for Glenn Allen that went over to the Colonial District. Patrick Henry got a win over Armstrong. But other than that, they have succumbed to Verina, Highland Springs, Henrico, and county rivals Hanover and Atlee. Closest game of all of them was that loss on a Monday night in early October at home to the Hanover Hawks. So they come in tonight, and they have to win the Tomato Bowl to keep any hope for the playoffs alive. If the Patriots lose tonight, their season will end at 4-6, and it is very possible that you could say this was a better Patrick Henry team this year than they fielded last year in the first season under head coach Brian Davis. But because of that Colonial District versus Capital District schedule, their record does not show it. Hunter Hart comes in, sophomore quarterback, trying to lead the Patriots to their second consecutive Tomato Bowl win on this field. Yes, we were here a year ago in week 3 when Hart got his first career start as a freshman and led the Patriots to a 17-14 win. But now tonight, it's even more important that he lead the Patriots to victory if they want to play again next Friday night. They got to win. They got to have Mills Godwin knock off John Marshall and a few more things to go their way. But it is possible they could slip into the 16th and final playoff berth in 5A North. But first things first, they got to win tonight. For Lee Davis, it's very simple. They come in knowing they'll make the playoffs in 5A South Central. They also know that because of that last-minute loss at Henrico on the game of the week last week, 21-14, that they shot themselves in the foot when it came to the possibility of having a first-round home playoff game. They began last week at number 4 in that 8-team sub-region. With the loss, they fell to number 6 behind undefeated Douglas Freeman, who now gets ready for undefeated Hermitage tonight, and Henrico, the team that beat them last week. So now Lee Davis needs to win the Tomato Bowl. They need rival Hanover to knock off Henrico, and they'd like Hermitage to go ahead and hand Douglas Freeman their first loss of the season. Is there an outside chance Lee Davis could end up with that fourth seed and the home fans could play here and watch their team play in front of them here next Friday night? It is possible mathematically, but it's a very outside chance. It looks more and more likely that Lee Davis will either be the 5 or the 6 seed, especially if Douglas Freeman upsets Hermitage and if Henrico beats Hanover. Then there's no way Lee Davis gets a home game in round one. But they will get a game in round one. They're in the postseason. The big thing, though, for them is they're trying to avoid the 6 seed, because if you're 6, 7, or 8, you're going to end up having to go to either L.C. Byrd, Highland Springs, or Hermitage. And nobody wants to go to Chester Fritz, Kreider Stadium, or Chester, Virginia in November. So that's the playoff situation between the two combatants in Tomato Bowl number 57. It's senior night at Lee Davis. They're honoring the football team and the cheerleaders right now. When we come back after this 60-second timeout, I'll sit down with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis, and we'll get you set for tonight's action across the central region, playoff implications, and everything you need to know right here on the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com. Our coverage continues with Mark Davis after the 60-second timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dalgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheehyFordAshland.com. SheehyFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Back on the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland as we get you set for a crazy final Friday night of the regular season across the central region. We have the Tomato Bowl at the top of the hour, but let's talk about all the other action, playoff implications, and more with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis. Mark, got your oxygen tank filled. You're fresh back from the trip to Blacksburg on Monday. You're ready for tonight, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we're in a time warp of some sort, Rob. It's being the final Friday of the regular season, but excited to see how it plays out tonight. Obviously, we have a lot of playoff implications, a lot of teams fighting for top seeds and seeds and just to get in. So, you know, a lot of implications tonight. We're looking forward to seeing how they pan out.
We'll talk about the Tomato Bowl and get Mark's thoughts on it coming up later in the preview. But right now, we want to start with NBC 12's Game of the Week, one of the epicenters of the Central Region tonight, Chester Fritz Stadium. We're 9-0 Hermitage, number 2 in our NBC 12 RBA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll, welcomes in fellow 9-0, number 4, Douglas Freeman. The Rebels have kind of felt maybe a little underknown, maybe not got the pub that they thought they deserved. Their schedule has been a little on the weaker side. Now's a chance to make a huge statement going into the postseason, but to do it, they got to go to Chester Fritz, and they got to get a win against Hermitage. That's a tall order.
Yeah, it sure is. Herm hasn't lost a district game since 2006, so definitely a tall order, Rob, as you were saying. They've had a stranglehold on this Colonial District, and Freeman, yeah, by far the toughest team they're going to see in the regular season as the regular season finale, so that's pretty tough, but looking to come in here and make some noise. Herm, meanwhile, looking for another 10-win season would be pretty incredible for Patrick Kane and his group, but they just keep churning out that success there at Chester Fritz.
And it's going to be a dogfight to the end in 5A South Central tonight between the three top teams. Right now, Highland Springs is 1, L.C. Byrd is 2, Hermitage 3. They're about 10 points behind L.C. Byrd for second, 13 points behind Highland Springs for first, but if they get the maximum amount of VHSL rider points that they can tonight, Hermitage has the advantage and could be the number one seed by 2 points over both Highland Springs and LC Bird if things break their way. Now, they need Manchester to beat Cosby. They need Deep Run to beat TJ, among some other things tonight, but Hermitage does have the inside track on the number one seed, but first things first, they got to get it done against Douglas Freeman.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, the how this plays out is all going to come down to, you know, can Hermitage start fast for Panther fans who are watching, and then, you know, can Freeman keep them from starting fast and then score and get an early lead? You know, that's what's pretty big, and you know, that's what they'll be looking to do, and each team is going to have to try to control that early stage of the game and set the tone. Obviously, you know, Herm has shown the ability to really break out into some powerful offensive stretches here during the season, and they'll look to keep doing that again, but you know, both teams have their game plan, what's worked for them this season, and but they're going to have to be perfect tonight.
And it's possible that the loser of this game could still get a home game in the first round in 5A South Central next week, but lurking right behind them is Henrico. Henrico coming off their senior night win here on the Game of the Week last week over Lee Davis. They got to go to Hanover tonight. Hanover has tons to play for over in 4A East, Mark. They could get the number one seed if things break their way, but they could also fall from their current number three position. So both of these teams with huge playoff implications, they know they're playing next Friday. They just want to play at home. They want to get a best possible opponent. One of them's going to get it, and one of them's not.
Yeah, I think Hanover obviously is a little bit disappointed to have three losses at this point. So avoiding that fourth against a very good Henrico team is definitely high on that priority list. Then you have Henrico, who you know, is look solid. They've come off a win last week, so a big win, so that's good over Lee Davis, and you know, looking to kind of carry that over. But really impressed with the Warrior defense as a body of work throughout the entire season. So, and they'll go up against a Hanover offense that has a running threat, and then Marcus Bazala has shown the ability to pass, and will Clayton Cheatham be back for this final game of the season? That's also a question. So, you know, a lot of things up in the air right now.
And we can answer that question by saying that, yes, sir,
oh,
Clayton
yes.
Cheatham is available, suited, and ready for tonight's game.
Good.
His return, he has not played since the opener against Dinwiddie when he suffered an injury. It looked like it was going to be season-ending, but he has made the return, made the comeback, told us that he got doctor's clearance to practice last week and doctor's clearance to play this week. So give him a week to rest, get the rust off, and we'll see what Hanover can do come postseason time. So that's coming up top of the hour on 301. Let's stay in Hanover County real quick. Go to 5A North briefly with Atlee going to Armstrong. They'll be prohibitive favorites. The Raiders, 3-4 backs against the wall 2 weeks ago. They get the wins over PH and Verina. They're in 5A North. Now it's a matter of what seeding, and they even have an outside chance to get as high as 8th, which would mean a home game, which was almost thought to be impossible a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, as long as they take care of business, which they should. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is it's a big way to end the season. That win last Friday against Verina is very big for them, the way they were able to come out and take care of the Blue Devils and get a key win in those 5A North standings is very, very key. So, you know, a chance to get a home playoff game for this team after everything that's transpired, everything that's happened, I think you're going to look back at this body of work for Atlee and see that 31-point third quarter against Hanover as its defining moment. Really kind of spark-plugged them and shot them into the second half of the season. You know, they've had their ups and downs, but now looking to get it done, you know, when it counts.
You mentioned Verina a moment ago. Let's talk about the huge matchup.
Yeah.
Of course, Eastern Henrico, it's still the dogfight. It's still neighbor versus neighbor, and Verina right now clinging, and I do mean clinging by a thread, to a hope of a postseason berth in 5A South Central. They have to beat Highland Springs and get major help. Highland Springs, obviously, they don't want to have a letdown. They want to win, try to get that top seed in that 8-team pod. So, as always, not just bragging rights, but a lot more to play for there tonight at Kreider.
Yeah, most certainly. And, you know, Verina is going to have to play a near-perfect game to be able to beat Highland Springs. And you know, I know I said it last week and maybe the week before for that matter, but Highland Springs is the one team that we see that continues to get better every single week. You know, they may not have put up as much offense recently in their last two games as they had, But wow, I mean, four straight shutouts, I believe we're at now. Is that where we're at? Just incredible feats by this team. They look great. I mean, I love this team going into the postseason. You know, I think they're gonna be able to make a deep run as long as they keep doing what they're doing.
Mark's thoughts on our Tomato Bowl coming up before this segment is done. You're listening to the On the Sidelines pregame show, powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. Rob with him along with you here on WHAN Radio and the RVA Sports Network with our sit down each week with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis. Mark, maybe the most impressive team the last two Friday nights in the Central Region, and the team that has accomplished the most in terms terms of postseason. The Blue Devils of Hopewell. Yeah. Now 7-2, they've risen to number 8 in our Big 12 high school football poll. Tonight they have the rivalry matchup against Prince George. It's on the road, but with a win for sure, they're the number 1 seed in their 8-team subregion in 3A East. Even with a loss, things are looking good for that 1 seed. That is so huge. Two home games at Myrner Field before they do the crossing of the brackets and whatnot. What a job Hopewell has done here down the stretch.
Yeah, getting the big wins. And, you know, the two losses they suffered were against really quality teams early in the season. So no question, this team is worthy of this number one seed. Mm-hmm. 17 starters back from last year's team. So an experienced group that's been there before. I think they finished, I want to say they finished 5-7 last year. So obviously a humongous turnaround by this team. You know, it shows how much experience can do, and when you stick to the process, how much it can play out. So a win tonight to finish 8-2 in the regular season going into the 3A playoffs would be humongous for the Blue Devils. I got a chance to see them at Thomas Dale last week. Very impressive group. Very impressive offense. Cameron Hill, very impressive at quarterback. Mm-hmm. They have some receivers. They have good running back. They have a pretty good defense, too. So, you know, it's all starting to come together there. And Prince George obviously is going to try to pull off the upset and kind of be the monkey wrench here tonight. But, you know, as for Hopewell, I mean, sitting pretty looking good going into postseason time.
That's a team we definitely want to keep our eye on as the postseason gets underway a week from tonight. Now, you just mentioned the Knights of Thomas Dale. They were 6-1 2 weeks ago. They have stumbled here twice. They're 6-3. They've fallen a position in the 6A South subregion of conferences 3 and 4. And right now, tonight, they're just trying to make sure that they have a home game next week. But to do that, they've got to go to Metoaka, rivalry matchup, and Metoaka over in 5A South Central. They're trying to make sure that they get as best a seed as possible because they're fighting Lee Davis and they're fighting Meadowbrook. They're in that 6-7-8 position.
Yeah, and, you know, first off, good for Metoaka for being in this spot. You know, I mean, it's been a while since we've seen them be relevant in the postseason pictures. So, you know, happy for those guys, you know, down there. Good test tonight for both teams. Thomas Dale, obviously desperate needed a win. You don't want to go into the postseason losers of 3 straight games. So, you know, obviously they're looking to kind of right the ship a little bit, heading into the really important time. And then there's Metoaka looking for the same thing, trying to get in there with a win, you know, going to that 5A South. I mean, now whoever they play, they're setting up to be the 7th or 8th seed. They're going to have a tall task on their hands in week 1 of the playoffs. But getting there for this team is a very big accomplishment.
Lest we forget some of the Chesterfield County schools in our poll that started 7:30, you've got LC Bird, of course, number 1 in our poll and still fighting for number 1 seed in 5A South Central. They've got James River coming in. It's simple for the Rapids. They must win and get help if they want to sneak into the 6A playoffs. LC Bird, obviously, they're fighting for the number 1 seed. And then Cosby and Manchester. Now, both teams are in the 6A South race right now, and both teams should make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Cosby, it's not a complete definite yet. It would be a definite with a win. Manchester with a win and, say, a Thomas Dale loss, and the Lancers could move up and get a better seeding, a better home game in round 1, which would be a huge accomplishment for this young squad. So two games rife with playoff implications in Chesterfield.
Yeah, and Manchester, I was so impressed with them. Tom Hall's done a masterful job here this year with this team, battling youth, then battling injury multiple times. So, you know, heck of a job there, looking to finish out with a win against Cosby tonight. You know, and then obviously, you know, Bird, you know, you talked to David Bedwell once, and you realize he's not going to be too concerned with seeding. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It would be nice to be a number 1 seed, but I don't think he's too... No, I haven't talked to him. Maybe he is. but I mean, I'm doubting that he's really too worked up about what seed they get. If they're 10-0, he's going to be happy. You know, they've been here before, and now they're getting into their bread and butter, which is the postseason. I mean, they're just on a roll, on an incredible roll since the start of that 2012 season. Only 2 losses in that span. I want to say they have a 14-game playoff game winning streak. I have to go back and double check that, but I think that's what it is. Just amazing numbers. So, looking to finish that out well. You mentioned James River with a must-win situation. Boy, you do not want a must situation against LC Bird.
No, you don't. The last team to beat LC Bird in the postseason was Hermitage on November the 25th, 2011. We're going back almost 4 calendar years, and lest we forget, LC Bird came in last year as the number 3 seed at 8-2. They had to beat Highland Springs at Highland Springs. They had to beat Hermitage at Chester Fritz before they made it back to the state semis and eventually that 3rd straight state championship.
Well, and they've had to go through Hermitage the last 4 years in one form or another. So obviously those two teams are pretty familiar with each other, and wouldn't it be something to see that for a 5th straight year? You know, obviously, you know, Hermitage is kind of hungry to snap that skid against Bird, but, you know, that's kind of shaping up to be a really cool little, you know, sidebar for these playoffs. Like, will those two teams meet again? So, you know, a lot of interesting storylines that we have to look forward to here.
One other game with two winning teams, very intriguing. Meadowbrook gets a win tonight at Dinwiddie. Then they know they're in the 5A South playoffs. It doesn't matter what happens with Verina. And on top of that, they could maybe leap over Metoaka for seventh if they fall at Thomas Dale. Then you've got Dinwiddie, who enters tonight sixth in 4A East. The chances of them getting a home game in the first round, very remote at this point. But, you know, you never know. An Eastern View or a Chancellor gets upset in front of them tonight. All they can do is win and hope at this point. But these two teams are looking for playoff positioning and look to play next week. And hey, it's a great old-fashioned Central District rivalry too.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, Rob, we talked about this a little bit, you know, before we started here tonight. That you know, we're all kind of taking our best shots at the system and the PowerPoints, and you know, figuring out where everybody's going to be. So so kudos to you for figuring all this out and getting all the details down. But yeah, I mean, like you said, good rivalry matchup here to end the season. You know, Meadowbrook, wow, I mean, since that 0-3 start, now they're 5-1. And that 0-3 start was we well documented against three very difficult teams, the top three teams in 5A South right now. So, you know, Dinwiddie probably a little bit disappointed with that 6-3 record right now. The loss to Metoaka, I know, probably burned a little bit, but, you know, they've been able to kind of rebound since then and get back to winning. But, you know, a good one here, implications for both teams. But, you know, barring some pretty far-fetched events, both teams pretty much locked to make the playoffs.
Exactly. Lots of action in the West End tonight, and they won't have playoff implications for the teams playing, but they could have playoff implications for other teams. Example, Thomas Jefferson's a deep run. Now, irony of ironies, Deep Run gets the win, then that's good news for Hermitage. But if TJ upsets Deep Run because Hermitage no longer plays the Vikings, they lose 2 points, and they right now only have the inside track in 5A South Central by 2 points. So suddenly Hermitage, big Deep Run fans tonight. By the same token, you've got teams that are rooting for Mills Godwin to knock off John Marshall, and that includes Armstrong, who's fighting with John Marshall for the final berth in 3A East in that Conference 26-28 situation. So TJ, John Marshall, they do have something to play for on the road. Deep Run, Mills Godwin ending their season. J.R. Tucker at Glen Allen. If Glen Allen happened to upset the Tigers, that's some good news for some teams such as Patrick Henry in 5A North, which we'll get to them in a moment too. Petersburg at Colonial Heights, yes, two losing seasons, but possibly two playoff teams in 3A. Certainly Colonial Heights will be. Petersburg needs some work, so they could really use a win tonight on the road. And then some other games where teams are playing out the string. Midlothians at Clover Hill, George Wythe is at Huguenot. When we take just a second, talk about 4A, we've mentioned the Hanovers, the Monacans, whose season is done. Now they're just waiting to see where they're going to be. Louisa is home to Charlottesville. They're seventh right now. They look to have a playoff berth. The battle is for 8-9 between King George and Powhatan. Powhatan's on the outside looking in. They need James Monroe to beat King George. Powhatan must beat Monticello, get a little bit of help, and Powhatan could steal seed number 8, which for the young Indians would be good because, man, they lost a lot from last year.
Yeah, they did, and I think they've lost 4 games in a row for the first time in it was a long time. They haven't lost 4 games in a row in a while. It was 16 years is in my head, but I don't know if that's right. But yeah, that would be a playoff berth with a young team is always big. It's always a good kind of a starting point as you move forward, you know, with the same team. So a good opportunity here for the Indians to kind of get a young team to the postseason. And when you just hate to get to this point in the season, Rob, and rely on so much help.
Yes. You'd rather have it either wrapped up A or B.
Control your own destiny.
Exactly. Yes. Control your own destiny, precisely. And got to mention one huge rivalry game tomorrow. It's been a disappointing year for collegiate, but they could end it on a high note. Yep. They got to go to St. Chris for the annual meeting of the Cougars and the Saints, and that'll kick off at 1 p.m. Mark, let me get your thoughts.
Sure.
Tomato Bowl here just a few moments from now. Patrick Henry must win and get help to get in the postseason. 2 spots out of the 16-team race in 5A North. Lee Davis is in 5A South Central, but they want to avoid one of those first-round games against a Highland Springs, an LC Bird, a Hermitage. A desperation versus a team that really wants to bounce back after that loss to Henrico and get into the playoffs on as high a note as possible. Plus, it's the 57th Tomato Bowl.
Right, exactly. Everything else aside, this is a great rivalry showdown that you guys are going to enjoy here tonight at Lee Davis. You know, and the Confederates are still in the hunt for a home. home game maybe for next week. So obviously there's a lot to play for there. Have one more game in front of your home crowd. I mean, that would be terrific for them. And you know what? They may have lost last week, and no shame in that. We were talking about Henrico's defense earlier, but you know, they still showed really positive, a lot of positive things in that game, I thought anyway, from Matt's recap. You know, just being able to bounce back and kind of bend but don't break on defense at times. And you know, they lost by a touchdown, but still, you know, very, very, I thought it was a decent showing for the Confederates. And you know, a bounce back tonight, finishing 8-2 after going 2-8 last year. Holy cow. Bravo, Ryan Turnage. So a good chance there. Patrick Henry started out 3-0. Now, you know, have stumbled, hit that Capital District schedule. You've been saying that all year, I know. Mm-hmm. You know, get as many wins as you can before you have to run that gauntlet. But they also shown signs of being close. I mean, they had some flashes of good things against Highland Springs last week. You know, we also saw, I was at the Hanover game, you know, earlier in the season, and, right. and they had a very good game. They really pushed Hanover to the edge there. So, you know, in an eventual loss. So, have definitely shown signs of improvement, even though the win-loss record may not be where they want it to be. Still a good team. And, you know, it all comes back to that rivalry game finishing out the season and seeing where you end up.
And don't forget, Lee Davis remembers the fact that Patrick Henry came in with a very young team last year, week three in Mechanicsville, and won 17-14. They don't want to see the Patriots celebrate on their home field one more time. But we'll find out coming up here in just a few moments. On the sidelines at 11:15, Mark, I know it will be chock full of highlights.
Yeah, it sure will be. Matt's going to be live at Chesterford Stadium at Hermitage for that big battle of two 9-0 teams we're keeping a close eye on. We're going to try to sort out as much of the playoff things as we can for you guys and go from there. So everyone has their eyes on where everyone's going next week tonight. We're going to show the highlights of tonight and try to figure everything out with everybody else.
Sounds great. On the sidelines coming up with Mark and Matt at 11:15 tonight on NBC 12, Richmond's number one choice for news. Mark, thanks for being with us on the Sidelines pregame show.
Always a pleasure, Rob. Thanks for having me.
The Tomato Bowl is next after this timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service on all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state of the art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheehyFordAshland.com. SheehyFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Don't believe me, just watch.
We welcome you back here on the campus of Lee Davis High School. The Patrick Henry Patriots Marching Band just wrapping up their performance, and now the Lee Davis Marching Band is joining them on the field as they're going to get set for a joint rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. The Patrick Henry Patriots in the end zone to our left below the Lee Davis scoreboard. The Lee Davis home Confederates going to be coming through their Lee Davis blow-up helmet coming up in just a few moments. They are back towards the school building. We'll get captains out momentarily. We'll have the coin toss, and we'll get things underway for the 57th Tomato Bowl and the 14th consecutive year that WHAN Radio has provided live and exclusive radio coverage of this classic, one of the longest, oldest-standing rivalries in the Central Region that goes back to when the old school system was redone here in the late 50s in Hanover County. Lee Davis was open for the eastern half of the county in the fall of 1958. And Patrick Henry was open for the western half in 1959, and it was in the fall of 59 when these two teams played together against each other for the very first time. Time number 57 means Lee Davis trying to get a home game in round one in their playoffs, and Patrick Henry trying to keep hope alive and slip in as the 16th and final seed in 5A North. We've got tons of other action across the region, as Mark and I just talked about. We've got reporters at two of the biggest games of the night. Our Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN on Twitter is at Hanover High School as we get set for Henrico Hanover. That starts in just a couple of minutes.
And we also have our Preston Hauser at Preston RVASN on Twitter, live at the battle of 9-0 and 9-0. And that, of course, is Hermitage and Douglas Freeman. Freeman, the number four team in our NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll, and Hermitage, number two. They have been there at that position for about the entire year. And we'll have updates from them and scores from other games as well all evening long. Coming up here in just a few moments, it's the Patriots and the Confederates as the Patriots try to win their second straight Tomato Bowl in Mechanicsville. And that is coming up after we take this commercial timeout. You're listening to WHAN Ashland Richmond and W275BQ Ashland. We'll take a two-minute timeout, Calvin, back at the station. And when we come back, we'll toss the coin and we'll get Tomato Bowl 57 started live on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM WHAN. And we'll take that two-minute timeout right now on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand-new 45,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Down Gill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
So no, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave.
National anthem complete by the joint effort of the Patrick Henry and the Lee Davis Marching Band. The Lee Davis Band now running toward the tunnel. And the football helmet, the big blow-up helmet we told you about a moment ago, joining the cheerleaders to make the two lines so the Confederates at 7-2 can come out onto the field in just a moment. Patrick Henry is, part of the team's headed on over to the far sideline. Some of the team's still in the end zone, so they're just kind of waiting to see exactly where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. But the big important thing is to make sure the captains are out there as we'll get ready for the coin toss here in a moment at the 50. Of course, the traditional beautiful horse that gallops along the way here at the stadium in Mechanicsville is here for tonight's festivities and currently also at midfield, but not far away from where the referees and the captains will get together here very shortly. Here come the 7-2 Confederates of Lee Davis High School. Nathan Evans, their 1,000-yard tailback, bust through the banner. And you think about a year ago, they came into this final week of the regular season at 2-7. Tonight they come here at 7-2. The name Ryan Turnage being bandied about here in the Central Region as possible Coach of the Year candidate, and I certainly could not agree more. You won't find a team that's had a bigger turnaround in 2015 than the Confederates of Lee Davis. Now, what they're going to do here is that the four captains, Ryzen Weaver, quarterback Chase Mumaw, lineman Jacob Baker, and Kyle Farr, who is not dressed tonight, are going to go out, and then up to the first hash mark area are all the seniors behind those. And Patrick Henry is going to do the same and ask their seniors to go out to behind their four captains. And they are meeting at midfield. And we're getting set to find out who gets this football and will be underway. Hermitage Douglas Freeman is underway. We'll keep you posted on that battle of 9-0 versus 9-0. Lee Davis wants Hermitage to win that game. It'll draw them closer to catching Douglas Freeman for that elusive fourth position in a home game next week in the 5A South Central playoffs. The Hawks are going to get the football first in the Henrico Hanover showdown. The coin toss is complete here at Lee Davis, and now we'll see what the official has to say. And we'll get Tomato Bowl 57 underway live here on WHAN Radio and the RBA Sports Network. They move to sides of the field. Lee Davis wins the toss and defers to the second half. So PH will get the football to begin Tomato Bowl 57. Our first radio broadcast of the Tomato Bowl here on WHAN was in 2002. Patriots won that game at home. And we mentioned this is the first November Tomato Bowl since 2003. That year it was also supposed to be played in September. Now the Patriots are all coming out of the end zone and they're headed to their side of the field. And the Patriot faithful who have made the trip from Ashland over there to support them as well. That year, you might recall there was this little thing called Hurricane Isabel that moved through September 18th, 2003. And it caused the postponement of a full week of high school football, including this Tomato Bowl, which we made up at the end of the 2003 season. I remember distinctly being on the other side of this press box that night with Andrew Stubby Price as my broadcast partner with a portable heater at our feet, grateful that we had it because it was a frigid November Friday then. Let me tell you, we're nowhere close to that tonight. Kickoff temperature around 72 degrees. There's a nice breeze blowing. I don't think it's going to be enough for it to affect any passes for Hart and Moomaw, but it is nice when it comes to your sitting outside and enjoying an absolutely perfect November night for football. We're teed up at the 40. There are two men back deep for Patrick Henry, including Harley Oxendine. Tomato Bowl 57 is underway. It is high, it is rather deep, and returnable at the 13, and Oxendine drops it. He picks it up. Now looks for room to run. Gets across the 20 to the 30. Got a seam. 40 midfield. Into Lee Davis territory and all the way down inside the 40 to the 39. So he fumbles the kickoff, picks it up, and he's going to return it 49 yards to the Lee Davis 39. First down, Patrick Henry. And we're using the hashtag Tomato Bowl 57 on Twitter here tonight. They're going to officially mark the football at the 40 for Hunter Hart and company first down Patriots. Can they take advantage of this early momentum swing on the opening kick? They bring Blackwell in motion. He'll come around left side and get hammered at the 39-yard line by 28. Dylan Ballard, one of the senior defensive leaders, and it'll be second down and long. Second down, 9. Patriots already in Lee Davis territory. Hart's going to keep it this time. Up the middle, first down yardage, 30, and then down to the 25-yard line. 14 yards on the keeper on the read option from the sophomore, Hunter Hart. And first and 10. First down, handoff. This time, Brandon Braxton on the call. Off left tackle. And the knee approaches the Lee Davis 20-yard line. So 5 on first down for Braxton. And the Patriots are knocking on the red zone. Just a minute 20 into the game. Remember, this Lee Davis defense bent but never broke against that Hanover rushing attack 2 weeks ago. Hanover had 4 shots at touchdowns. They had to settle for 4 field goals, and they lost that game to Lee Davis 20-12. Second down and 5. Patrick Henry at the Lee Davis 20. They shift positions. Hart's going to be in the pistol. They bring a man in motion. Hand off and swallowed up after a quick yard gain is Braxton. Couple of Confederates there on the tackle to make it a third down and 4.
Third down.
Hermitage is knocking on the door. Preston reports first and goal, Herm, at the battle at Chester Fritz. Third down, 4 yards to go. Hart wants to keep it himself, trying to find room left side, and he will fall forward and be just at the marker at the 15. I believe they're going to say forward to the 14, and that's going to be enough for a Patrick Henry first down. Third down conversion. Hart for 5 on 3rd and 4. First down, Patrick Henry at the Lee Davis 14. The Patriots are playing for season right here. Simple as that. Hand off Braxton, off left tackle. He'll get a couple down to about the 12-yard line. And that will bring up 2nd down, and we'll call it actually just a gain of 1, 2nd and 12. There are no hash marks here on the Lee Davis Stadium, which is unfortunate because it makes it very difficult here under the night sky. And they don't have pronounced white lines. They have blue lines on green grass. So Lord help us all. Under 9 to go here in the first quarter. Opening drive for the Patriots. Give it to Braxton. He's going to race up the middle. Get inside the 10. Down to the 6-yard line. Much better run there by Braxton. And he'll grab 8 yards there. And another critical 3rd down is coming up. Touchdown Hermitage. And they take a 7-0 lead. First quarter in the battle of 9-0. 7-0 Hermitage with the lead early. 8:20 to go first quarter here. Patriots face a 3rd and 2. They bring a man in the jet sweep. Hart's going to keep it himself. Finds running room. We have a penalty marker down. And Hart is down in the end zone. But let's wait. 8:10 to go. And we'll see what the call is here late. Holding Patrick Henry. So it's going to back them up and cause it to be a 3rd down situation. 3rd down, they're going to put the football down. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to place it at about the 14-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 11. 8:10 to go here in Tomato Bowl 57, quarter number 1. And Patrick Henry needs a big play here. Out of the pistol, Blackwell in motion, Hart. Looking for his first pass of the night. They're coming after him. He rolls right, looks, finds a man, and it is incomplete. It was intended for Harley Oxendine, who had the big return. And because of the penalty, they'll have to try a field goal. And we'll see where they set up. It'll be Bulteis, who, if you'll remember here on the Game of the Week 2 weeks ago, struggled. He had a chance to make it 3-0 early in that game. Missed the field goal. He missed an extra point. It was a tough night for that young man. They'll put it down at the 22.5. We'll call it a 33-yard field goal attempt for Logan Bulteis. The kick is up. It's high enough. It's long enough. And it's good. So 33-yard field goal from Logan Bulteis. 3-0 Patrick Henry. 8 minutes to go first quarter. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com.
So you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset.
So 3-0 Patrick Henry on their opening drive. They stall because of a holding call, and they end up having to settle for 3, but they get the 3, and Lee Davis now will get the football from the 10. 15-20, 25-30, Billy Kemp pulls his way forward to the 35-yard line, and that's where the Confederates will begin for their first offensive drive of the night. Atlee, in a flash, takes a 14-0 lead on Armstrong, just under 7 minutes to go first quarter. Thank you, Mark Davis of NBC 12, for that update. Henrico has been stopped on a 4th down, and Hanover will take over. 1st and 10, 8 minutes to go in that one. No score. 1st down, I formation for Lee Davis at their own 35, down 3-0, and they'll hand it off to Nathan Evans. Evans up the middle, gets a block. Patient he was, and he's rewarded with 6 yards to the 41-yard line. Caleb Smith on the tackle, but not before. He's going to pick up actually 7. They'll say football over to the 42. Stafford takes a lead on Potomac, 7-0. Patriots needs Stafford to win. 2nd and 3, back to Evans. Looking right, cutting up the middle. 1st down, 46-yard line, and 4 yards for Evans, who is a Jr. So they lose the quarterback, Moomaw. They lose his backup, Nick Winston, to graduation. But next year, you know there will be a running attack in Mechanicsville. And Nathan Evans will be leading the way. It is first down at the 46-yard line. Moomaw changes up things. Instead of three wides, they're going to put another package in. Evans, the lone setback this time. Fake it to him. Moomaw wants to throw. He's looking deep. Got a man, but underthrows him and almost intercepted. That was not a good pass by Moomaw. Nick Winston was well behind his defender there. But Moomaw underthrows the football by a good 7 yards. And Patrick Henry should have had a turnover right there. But instead, sigh of relief and a second down. Cortland has taken an early 15-0 lead on Caroline. Cortland wins and gets a little help. They'll stay the number one seed in 4A East. Hanover looking to jump over Monacan for the two seed with a win tonight against Henrico. Second and 10, Moomaw back to pass, this time a very quick one. Complete to Risenweaver into Patriot territory, and he gets away from one defender and falls forward. For first down yardage, they'll put him down at the 41 of Patrick Henry. So that's a 13-yard completion to Nick Risenweaver and into Patriot territory. Hanover goes three and out, and Henrico has the football at their own 45-yard line. 6:11 and counting, first quarter. And Evans, the lone setback, on a first and 10 from the 40-yard line. Quick pass, in fact, a backward pass. That's to Winston. He'll start running left side. He'll get tripped up by Aaron Moreno after a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards. So that'll go into the record books as a run, as that was a backwards pass, a lateral to Winston. And we'll call it second down and 7. About 3 for Winston that time. Second down. Dinwiddie takes 14-0 lead on Meadowbrook early in the game. Second and 7. Lee Davis driving in their first possession. Down 3. Back to Evans. Looking right. Nothing there. Cuts up the middle. Not much there either. Maybe a yard. Brandon Braxton helping out on the stop. And Elijah Smallwood as well. And that'll bring up third down after a gain of a yard. Put it to the 36-yard line. 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Third down and 6 at the Patriot 36, trying to keep this opening drive alive. Winston here to the near side, Kemp as well. Miles Johnson, Nick Risenweaver to the far. A little bit of confusion. Now Moomaw goes back into the pistol formation, looking to throw quickly. Got his man, that's Johnson, complete. And he's able to make a nice cut to the right side, back up the middle, and get the first down yardage. It looked like the Patriots had him pinned in, but they did not. He'll get inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, and that will be 9 yards and a first down for Lee Davis. Again, if you missed the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com, it's as simple as this. Patriots must win for any hope at the postseason. First and 10 from the Patriot 28. Moomaw fakes it to Evans, rolls to his right, looking wide open, complete to Johnson. He gets to the 20, gets around two men, and then down to the 17-yard line, and that should be enough for another first down. And Lee Davis into the red zone after back-to-back completions, Moomaw to Johnson. And Moomaw early on this drive, 40 yards passing. And the Patriots in danger of losing their lead. First down from the 17-yard line. Moomaw under center this time. Pitch to Evans, going far side, and he will get a couple to the 15. Bringing up about a second down and 8 as the clock rolls to 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Here on the Game of the Week regular season finale, we will be on the air next Friday night. We don't know where, we don't know with whom. We'll know that over the weekend. We'll let you know on Twitter at Hanover Sports as soon as possible, as soon as we have the official word. Trips to the far side, Moomaw looking near, and the pass is behind his intended receiver. We've seen that play called several times by Lee Davis this season. They send 3 to one side and go to the single man on the right side, cutting in on the slant. But that time, Chase threw the ball behind his intended target, incomplete. So on this drive, he's 3 of 5. And you'll recall, Patrick Henry should have intercepted a pass early in this drive and missed a golden opportunity. And now it's third down. We'll call it 7. Moomaw out of the shotgun in the red zone at the 15 of Patrick Henry. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Chase looking. All the way outside, complete to Johnson, short of the first down. Tries to dance away from two men and cannot. As that time, Keith Jackson stayed home and makes the big play. And it'll be a short gain. And it'll bring up a fourth down decision for Ryan Turnage after a gain of just a yard. Fourth down and six. And they are going to go for it. Fourth and six. Mumal is going to roll to his right, buying time, running out of time. Now he's got to run. No, he throws, and it is incomplete. It is broken up by Patrick Henry. And defensively, that is Travius Tyler on the breakup, and nothing for Lee Davis. They come up empty-handed. So the Patriots take over up 3-0 with 1:41 to go here in Tomato Bowl 57. With a 3-0 lead. First down and 10. Give it to Braxton. He fumbles the football. It's loose. And it looks like the Confederates have recovered. And they have. Inside the red zone. The ball comes loose on first down. And the Confederates pounce on it. And now can they get the points? The football will be placed at the 20-yard line. First down and 10 after the turnover. Mumon to Evans. Slips a tackle behind the line of scrimmage and then runs into a wall of Patriots for a short gain. 33, Devon Carter. 66, Smallwood again. They're on the stop, and the Patriots right now after the turnover are thinking, okay, we just got to hold them to 3 points. Touchdown, Henrico on a 67-yard pass from Chambers to Chavis, and the Warriors take a 7-0 lead at Hanover. Second and 10 here, Lee Davis at the Patrick Henry 20. Final minute of a quick-moving first quarter. I formation now, two here to the near side. Patriots are coming. Block picked. Mumal looking. Got his man Tanner. Complete. And he'll go out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. Sam Tanner, the tight end, will grab close to 4 yards on that completion, bringing up a third down and six. After one quarter, Glenn Allen and J.R. Tucker are scoreless. Third and six here for Lee Davis, trying to take advantage of the Patrick Henry fumble and the subsequent recovery. Mumal looking to pass. He's got to run, and he'll find no room there, as he is brought down and brought down hard by Arius Holman, the linebacker. And there'll be a loss of yardage on that play, and that'll bring up a fourth down in the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. So are they going to let the clock run out and go for it in quarter number two? Are they going to send the field goal unit out? Nope, I see seven out there. He calls the play. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. It is fourth down and nine. They're going to play it in this quarter. They better hurry up. And now we have a whistle. Do we have a timeout? No, we have a delay of game against Lee Davis. Delay of game on the offense. Oh, boy. So we've seen a couple of penalties hurt both teams. It's now going to be fourth down and 14. And they're still going to go for it. And this, barring a penalty, will be the last play of the quarter. They got to get to the 10-yard line of Patrick Henry. Mumal looking, developing, screen, complete, Kemp. He will be caught down from behind. He'll get inside the 15, and that'll be it. And Patrick Henry will hold again and lead 3-0 after one quarter in Tomato Bowl 57. Back after this 60-second timeout on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com. Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Leighton Cheatham has just thrown his first touchdown pass in 2 months for Hanover. And they have tied Henrico 7-7, 2:12 to go first quarter there. Here, we start the second quarter, 3-0 Patrick Henry. They've got the ball at their own 15.5 first down Patriots. Faking it is Hart. He's going to keep it on the read option around left side. Look for the ball at the 20, and that's about where the knee will go down. Ball came loose at the end, but the ref says, nope, knee down first at the 20-yard line. So you'll notice we have not called Josh Carrero's name tonight so far, and he has been injured. He missed part of the loss last week to Highland Springs. Honestly, we did not know his availability here tonight, and we have not seen Guerrero as of yet, and being that we're already in the second quarter for Patriot fans, I'm afraid we will not. Second down, pitch. This time, Blackwell trying to find some running room. We got a penalty marker flying in as Catavius gets down to the 24-yard line, but I believe this one will be for the second holding penalty of the night against Patrick Henry. So only two penalties in the first quarter, but both of them were huge. The holding penalty that halted Patrick Henry from making it 7-0, they had to settle for 3. And then a moment ago, a delay of game penalty, Lee Davis made it 4th and 14, and they could not convert on the long. And they decided not to go for the tying field goal attempt either. 11:09 to the half. Penalty mark off is back to the 11-yard line. So it's going to be second down now. We're going to call it 13 yards to go. Hart's going to roll to his left, looking. Got a man complete. His helmet comes off as he gets nailed by who else? Billy Kemp. After a gain of about 5, that was complete to Travius Tyler, who made the great play earlier tonight on that first fourth down inside the red zone for Lee Davis when Mumaw's pass was broken up. Tyler was the man who did the honors. Third down and 8. Football about the 17.5-yard line. Lee Davis wants to pin him here. Get good field position on the punt. Out of the pistol. Hart looks for the quick pass. It's complete. But immediately wrapped up is Jonathan Spaulding, tackled by senior Chase Carter for a gain of 1 yard, and that is all. And it's going to be fourth down, and the Patriots will have to punt. And it'll be our first kick of the game. And Lee Davis is going to look to pounce on this and get some good field position here. Clock running at 10:18 to go. Here comes the kick. It's high, but it's off the side of his foot. Ball takes a Patrick Henry bounce and a very good one into Lee Davis territory, and it'll be downed there by Jackson at the 46-yard line. So the Confederates take over with 10:03 to go here in the first half. 3-0 in Tomato Bowl 57. Just got an update. Verina has a pick 6. They have cut Highland Springs' lead late first quarter to 9-7. Thank you, Mark Davis from NBC 12 for that update. First down at the 46-yard line. Hand off Evans up the gut. He is stopped for 1 yard. Maybe he stretched it out for 2 as Frederick Terrell is in there to make the stop after, yes, a 2-yard gain. And it'll be second down. They've held Evans pretty much in check. We have him unofficially for just 16 yards on 5 carries so far in the first half. Henrico had to punt. Hawks get it at the 30 with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter at home in a 7-7 tie. Second and 8 here. Handoff up the middle, across midfield, dragging Patriots another 3 yards to the 47-yard line before forward progression finally stopped. And that was Kemp on the carry for the first time tonight. And a good job by Billy to keep the pile moving. To the 47 of Patrick Henry, it makes it now a 3rd down and 3 yards to go as the clock goes under 9 minutes in this very fast-moving first half. Mumaw under center in the I formation. Handoff. Evans tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Brandon Braxton comes in from his linebacking position and makes a great play at the 49. That's a loss of 2, and it'll be 4th down, and we'll see if Lee Davis sends out the punting unit, and they will. Let's see what Patrick Henry can do with the ensuing punt. No, it's Risenweaver. They're going to go for a fake, and it's intercepted. The Patriots intercept the fake punt attempt. That's Ethan Manuel who grabs the football, and Patrick Henry will take over 1st and 10 at the 45-yard line. So the Ryzen Weaver pass out of the punt, and Patrick Henry will have it at their 45-yard line, just under 8 minutes to go. Could have pinned him deep. He decided to take a chance. Didn't work. Pitch to Blackwell on first down. He'll carry a couple of Lee Davis defenders with him down to the 49-yard line. And for Blackwell, that is his second carry of the night, and he'll grab 4 yards near midfield. Second quarter now over at Hanover. It is 7-7. Second down, Braxton on the handoff. He'll get into Confederate territory and gain a hard 2.5 yards near the Lee Davis 48. Patriots need a third down conversion here. They need 3.5 yards to do it. They bring Oxendine in motion. Hart will roll to his right. Looking, Braxton hit as the ball gets there. PH wants a flag. They might have had a bit of a beef there, as it looked like Ryzen Weaver might have been a half a second early hitting the intended target. The referee signals incomplete, and the Patriots will not be able to take advantage of the interception on the fake punt attempt, and they will have to kick it away. Bull Tice to do the honors, and now Lee Davis sends Billy Kemp back to his about 22-yard line. 6:59 to go to the half. Much better kick this time by Bull Tice. It's going to take an Switzerland bounce at the 25-yard line and be down there, and Lee Davis will take over. First and 10. So Lee Davis cannot take advantage. Lee Davis at their own 25, trailing 3-0, 6:49 to go to half here in Tomato Bowl 57. Mumal will be under center to start this drive. First down and 10, Confederates. Handoff Evans, left side. Gets away from one man and then just slides as far as he can, and he'll get a knee to the 30-yard line, and it'll be second down and 5. End of 1, number 2, Hermitage 7, number 4, Douglas Freeman, nothing. Herm with the 7-point lead at home after a quarter in the battle of 9-0s at Chester Fritz. Second down and 5 here for Evans. Move on, the Confederates down by 3. Back to Evans, up the middle. Looked like he had a big running room, and then it fell apart. He absorbs a hit, spins to his right, and falls forward for pretty doggone good yardage. All things considering, Patriots should have stopped him for no gain instead. How about 4? Third and 1, Lee Davis at their 34-yard line. Clock now at 5:50 to go to the half here on the game of the week, the 57th Tomato Bowl. Patriots defense being called on one more time. Mumaw under center, a rather tight formation on this third and a yard. And the I formation. Hand off Evans, left side, got room. First down, 40. Penalty flag down as Evans goes out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So before we move the chain, we got to find out what the officials have to say. Holding Lee Davis. So forget the first down. And after the penalty mark off, we will see where we stand. Football all the way back to the 32-yard line. They got to get to the 36, so it's a third and 4. It's a very manageable situation. Mumal out of the pistol this time. Fake the handoff. Roll to his right. Looking, throws, complete. First down, Miles Johnson gets away from one man and a second, and he's racing down the sideline. Blackwell slips and falls, and Johnson won't be caught. It is a touchdown for Lee Davis. There is a penalty marker down at the end zone line. It'll be a 68-yard touchdown pass. But I believe we're going to have an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So the touchdown is good, and they will have forced the penalty on the kickoff. That is the second week in a row that Johnson has scored a long touchdown pass and been penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct. You would think after the first mistake last week and the loss to Henrico, he would have learned his lesson. Point after try coming to make it 7-3, 4:56 to go, and some discussion from the officials here before we get the point after try. The Confederates at home have their first lead here in Tomato Bowl 57. Trying to complete a complete record turnaround, they finished 2-8 in 2014. They want to go 8-2 in the regular season in 2015. They're rooting for Hanover to get a win on Henrico. They're tied at 7 early in the first quarter, and early in the second quarter. We can tell you that the chances of Hanover or Monacan picking up the number 1 seed in that 4A East 18 subregion are slipping away quickly because Cortland has already taken a 36-0 lead on Caroline, and they have just started the second quarter. Now, there is a chance, if everything falls right, that even with a Cortland win, Hanover could get the number one seed with a win and a lot of help. But they need, like, Armstrong to beat Atlee and Verina to beat Highland Springs. That's how much help that they need. We are waiting for the point after attempt. There is a very long conversation going on here with the officials. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure why. It should simply be unsportsmanlike conduct. The penalty will be assessed on the kickoff, and Lee Davis should have to kick off from the 25. But instead, we're moving backwards here, and it looks like these officials are going to actually mark it off on the point after attempt. So the football gets moved back to the 17, and it's up to Joseph Hudnall to kick what ostensibly is a 33-yard NFL now length extra point attempt. Coach Turnage getting the word from the head official and one of the judges here on the side judge. Emotional momentum from that touchdown run is kind of gone now after this long delay, but it all started because of the bad decision by Johnson. Here comes the point after attempt from 33 yards out, and it's good. Hudnall nails it from 33. It's 7-3 Confederates back on the Game of the Week after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheheFordAshland.com. SheheFordAshland.com.
What are you waiting for?
So the Confederates are not hurt by Johnson's decision to once again draw an unsportsmanlike penalty going into the end zone as Hudnall nails the NFL-sized extra point attempt. And now the ensuing kickoff to the Patriots going to bounce in front of their return man. He's going to try to run from right to left side, and Chase Carter is going to swallow up Terrence Oxendine, the sophomore, back at the 15-yard line. And the Patriots will start very deep in their own territory. 7-0 Hermitage over Freeman, early second quarter there. Hanover just kicked a field goal to take a 10-7 lead on Henrico early second quarter over at Hanover High School. And Highland Springs has scored. It's 17-7 Highland Springs. It was 9-0 at one time, then 9-7, and now it's 17-7 as Patrick Henry calls its first timeout. 4:49 to go here before halftime, and they'll start this drive at their own 15, down 7-3 here in Tomato Bowl 57. Well, coming up on the Crown Limousine Service halftime report, all the scores on this final week of the regular season, final night. And those scores, let me tell you, are coming in fast and furious on Twitter. Hopewell, man, one of the best teams right now playing in the area, the Hopewell Blue Devils. They're going to get the number one seed in their subregion in 3A East, and they lead Prince George early first, late first quarter, 13-0. First down, Hart's going to keep it and fall forward, and a penalty marker comes flying in as Hart is down to the 19-yard line for a 4-yard gain, but hold everything, and it'll be second down, or it could be first and again after we get the indication from the head referee holding Patrick Henry. 4:44 to go before the half. Cosby has taken a lead on Manchester, and that game is huge because if Cosby wins, Hermitage misses a chance to get two rider points from a Manchester win. LC Bird's going to get 2 points either way. So LC Bird rooting big time for Cosby tonight, and midway through the first quarter, the Titans are up 7-0. They're trying to make sure that they're in the 6A South playoffs. Manchester already knows they are. All right, off the penalty mark off, Hart will keep it himself, fall forward across the 10-yard line to about the 12, so he will pick up about 5, but he needs about 3 more to get back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 12. Clayton Cheatham is doing work for Hanover right now. He just rushed for 42 yards to get Hanover inside the Henrico 28-yard line, trying to up their lead from three. Second down and 13 now for the Patriots. Looking to pass. Blitz is coming. Hart gets out of the pocket. He'll roll left side. He'll hurdle over a Lee Davis player and get across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Holy cow, what a great effort by Hart. Could have been, maybe even should have been sacked, but instead he gets all the way to the 21-yard line, and it's going to be a 9-yard gain and a much different situation. Very, very manageable one, third and short. So the Patriots now in need of a third down conversion. Third down and three. Hart looking to pass quickly and almost intercepted. In and out of the hands of a Lee Davis defender at the 26-yard line. That was Zachary Green, the sophomore linebacker, who could have changed this game on a dime, but he was not able to hold on to the football. So instead, on fourth down, Patrick Henry to kick it away. Bultice once again. High end-over-end kick will take a Patriot bounce and will be downed at the 46-47-yard line. And Lee Davis has excellent field position. So from the 47, the Patriots find themselves on defense again. With 2:44 to go here in the first half and Tomato Bowl 57. And again, coming up, Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report with all the scores and playoff implications coming up here just a few moments from now. Man in motion, inside handoff, and a penalty marker coming in after a very nice gain on first down, but I believe it's going to go for naught as the clock will stop. Hayden Walsh had picked up 7 yards. Now we await the referee's signal. Personal foul, face mask. No, it's against Patrick Henry. Personal foul, face mask against the Patriots, and that means mark off 15 after Walsh picks up 7. And so that football is going to go all the way down to the 23-yard line. They officially had Walsh down for 9 yards, and the Confederates now can get a 2-score lead with a touchdown. First and 10 from the Patrick Henry 23-yard line. 2:30 to go in the first half. Mumaw looking to pass across the middle. Got a man in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Billy Kemp, inside the 10. And it'll bring up second down. Boy, that was close. And that time Chase had it on the money. Touchdown Hanover. Clayton Cheatham from 10 yards out. And it's 17-7 Hawks. 3:48 to go to the half. As Hanover looks to leap over Monick and grab that 2 seed so they could have up to 2 home games in their 4A East subregion in conferences 19 and 20. Second and 10, I formation. Give it to Evans. Up the gut. Keeps the legs churning. A host of Patriots get to him, but not before he gets inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. And so 5 for Nathan Evans. It's been a tough first half for him. 9 carries, 28 yards unofficially, so he's not broke open any big runs. He had one nice run brought back due to a holding penalty. And the Patriots defense, this young unit, has played pretty doggone well considering everything that's been up against them. It's just 7-3. Lee Davis is trying to change that right now, but they got to convert here a third down and 7, and Coach Brian Davis is coming out. He wants to talk to his defense, and he's going to spend a second timeout. So we'll take a 30-second timeout. It'll be third down when we come back. 1:44 to the half in Tomato Bowl 57. Lee Davis 7, Patrick Henry 3, back in 30 on the game of the week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0222. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one.
Some college basketball down at the Siegel Center. VCU with a 13-point lead on Cal, Pennsylvania at the half. That's an exhibition game. VCU and most teams, their regular season starts 1 week from tonight. Out of the timeout defensively, Patriots make their play, and now Lee Davis has the football at 3rd and 7, and the referees ask for time, and Coach Turnage wants to call a timeout. A big turnover right now, first quarter in that Cosby Manchester game. Manchester recovers a muffed punt at the Cosby 35, 3:40 to go, 7-0. Manchester with a chance to tie it up. Louisa leads Charlottesville after 1-7-6. The Lions came into tonight as the 7th seed in that sub-region. They could see Monacan or Hanover in the first round next week. A minute 44 out of the double timeout. Here's Mumaugh looking across the middle. Got a man complete. It's Kemp to the 5-yard line, and inside the 5, it'll be first and goal. Lee Davis. They're going to mark it right at the 5-yard line. That is an 18-yard pickup. And the first catch of the night for the sophomore, Billy Kemp. First and goal from the 5. And the Confederates look for some breathing room on the scoreboard. It's Evans, left side, looking for the goal line, stretches the football, but the knee's down at the 1-yard line. So second and goal, looking to take the 13-3 lead as we move into the final minute of the half. Quickly to the line, Mumaugh going to keep it himself. Find a seam off the right tackle, and he's in. Touchdown, Lee Davis, Confederates. 13-3 with the point pending at 50 seconds to go here in the first half. So Mumaugh finds the seam off right guard. It's 13-3. Point pending, and here comes that extra point attempt from Hudnall. It's blocked. The extra point attempt is blocked. And the Patriots across the way, their fans come alive. Lee Davis 13, Patrick Henry 3. 50.1 seconds to go here in the first half of Tomato Bowl 57. Final stages of the first half, Hermitage Douglas Freeman, and it's still 7-0 Hermitage. The Rebels are hanging around. And again, we talked about on the pregame show how Lee Davis wants a win by Hermitage, but they have not been able to separate themselves yet. They're on a drive right now, but they are leading just by 7. Ensuing kickoff now is short and a penalty marker coming in back at the spot of the tee, and I believe one Confederate moved across the 40 prior to the kick. So penalty marker on the field, offside against the kicking team. So back it up 5 yards, and they'll try it again. From the 35 this time, it's a squib kick heading toward the sideline, but it's still in bounds, and Jackson will pick it up at about the 25. A late flag comes in as a Confederate comes diving across the out-of-bounds line into his own bench, and I believe it's because he was pushed by a Patriot, and that is not a good deal if that ends up being a penalty against Patrick Henry, because, you know, they got 50 seconds to work with and only one timeout. Instead of having the football near the 30, it could push them back inside the 20, and that would be a critical mistake here. And remember, Lee Davis will get the football to start the second half. So we wait for the officials to give us the signal. Football went out of bounds at about the 30. And the head official is going over to talk to Patrick Henry head coach Brian Davis about the call. And that tells me it's bad news for Davis. Atlee is in complete control, 42-0 at Armstrong on their way to the 5A North playoffs. We could be with Atlee next week. They're trying to get up to the 8th seed for a home game. They need a lot of help for that to happen. Most likely Atlee will be on the road next week. Hanover, with a win tonight, certainly will be at home next week and maybe multiple weeks if they can win in the first round of the postseason. Lee Davis trying to win here and get some help so that they could possibly have a home game next week. Now the officials have talked to Coach Turnage. Personal foul against Patrick Henry and personal foul against Lee Davis, and they're going to call this offsetting penalties, and we're going to kick it again. So all that for nothing. As expected, Orange leads Fluvanna 16-0. Fluvanna's 0-9. We mentioned that score simply because Orange is on the heels of Atlee and are trying to overtake Atlee for a higher seed in 5A North. It's possible. It is possible that Atlee could win. Atlee could win the game, and Orange could overtake them. Albemarle has a better shot of overtaking them in 5A. You're listening to WHAN Ashland Richmond and W275 BQ Ashland, Tomato Bowl 57. with a very long pause here due to penalties. We had a kickoff, offside, put it to the 35, then a personal foul call. Lee Davis is going to kick it again now from their 45, and this final minute's taking a while to get going. High kick, relatively deep. It'll be taken at the 5. Oxendine up the middle, 15, trying to find blocker, got a blocker, trying to find another one and won't, down to the 26-yard line as Kemp and Carter are on the stop. Henrico is going to get the football in a little less than a minute to work with and 70 yards from the end zone, down 17-7. Again, last-minute first half over on 301. Patriots now have 40 seconds to work with, and they are at the 27-yard line. So first down for the Patriots, and again, they had to call a couple of timeouts earlier in the half. Let's see if they try to do anything here with just one timeout left. They can ill afford a turnover. Hart is back to pass. Time. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Rolling to his left. Looking for a block. He got one. Needs to get out of bounds. And he's hit from behind. And the referee says, wind that clock. And we have a Lee Davis player shaken up. And they're going to stop play because we have a Confederate down back at the 22-yard line with 26 seconds to go. And while they attend to the injured Confederate, we can tell you that Hermitage just caught a Hail Mary pass in the end zone to end the first half and up their lead on Douglas Freeman to 14-0. Holy cow. Matt Estridge is there. I suspect he'll have video of that bad boy tonight on the Sidelines, only on NBC 12, Richmond's number one choice for news. Matt live at Chester Fritz, Mark Davis in the studio with all the big highlights. That's tonight, 11:15, NBC 12, on your side with On the Sidelines. And, of course, Mark joins us every week here on the Sidelines pregame show on the game of the week, Fridays at 6:30, exclusively here on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and live online on the RVA Sports Network. A round of applause for the injured Confederate who is very slow to get up. He is walking under his own power, but quite gingerly here to this side of the field. And in a moment, the orange numbers on the gray uniforms will become a little bit clearer. And then when they sweat, they get even darker, and it's really hard to see the number. So I don't want to say a name until I know for sure I know who it is. Thomas Dale, with a punt return for a touchdown late in the first half to cut Matoaka's lead to 24-14. Both those teams need that win in their respective playoff races. It is Grant Johnson, the senior lineman, who is coming off the field. He is under his own power, but coming off very slowly after taking a hard hit there on the far side. We get back into action. It'll be 2nd and 5 for Patrick Henry and 25 seconds to work with. Hart looking downfield and overthrows his intended receiver, looking for Justin Sikar, and it'll be incomplete with 18.8 seconds to go in the first half. Henrico's at the Hanover 42 and has 22 seconds left to halftime, and they're trying to cut into a 17-7 Hawks lead. 18 seconds down, make that 3rd down and 5 after the incompletion from Hart. Triple wide receivers here to the far right side, and Hart's going to go for that side. Nothing's there. He runs into one of his own linemen, and that slows him up for the sack back at the 24-yard line with 10.2 seconds to go. And a timeout has been called, and I believe that might be a timeout for Lee Davis because they want to get an opportunity to maybe return a punt with 10.2 to go before intermission. That Cortland lead on Caroline is now 50-0. And so Cortland certainly doing their mark to try to stay in the number one position in that 8-team subregion in 4A East that includes Hanover, Monacan, Dinwiddie, Louisa, and the 9-seed Powhatan, who's trying to sneak in over Prince George. Stafford leads Potomac at the half 13-9. That is a big score for Patrick Henry, but only if the Patriots can win this game. So after the timeout, it's 4th down. We'll call it 13. Ball rests at about the 24-yard line, and Boltice will kick it away. It is very high, but short. Not going to be returnable. Takes a Patrick Henry bounce. They need to let it die, and the clock will die with it. And with that, the first half of Tomato Bowl 57 is in the books. With your score, the number 9-ranked Lee Davis Confederates with a 13-3 lead over the Patrick Henry Patriots. Coming up after this 60-second timeout, we will begin the Crown Limousine Service halftime report, and we'll get you completely caught up on everything going on across the central region on this crazy, crazy night of football. That's coming up after the 60-second timeout. You're listening to Tomato Bowl 57 on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheyFordAshland.com. SheeheyFordAshland.com.
Well, we told you a moment ago that right at the horn, Hermitage on a Hail Mary got a touchdown to take a 14-0 lead over number four Douglas Freeman in that battle of 9-0 teams at Chester Fritz Stadium. Well, just before halftime over at Hanover, the score is 17-14 because the Warriors score a touchdown with 12 seconds to go to cut the 10-point deficit down to 3. So it is 17-14, Hanover's 10-point lead shaved by more than half. So we welcome you in to the Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report. Rob Witham along with you here live at Lee Davis High School for Tomato Bowl 57 as they now have senior night for the band and the dance team. They honored the football seniors and the cheerleading seniors during pregame festivities. At the half, just in at Lee, comfortably in front of Armstrong. 49-0 the score there, thanks to our buddy KG Grobix at KG Media US. It's possible that we could be traveling with Atlee next week on our Game of the Week playoff edition. It's possible that we could be at Hanover next week. It's possible we could be traveling with Hanover next week. It's possible we could be traveling with Lee Davis next week. It's possible that we could be here back at Lee Davis next week. It all depends upon everything that's going on across the central region. So while we have an opportunity, well, let's get you caught up on what's going on across the central region on this absolutely crazy final night of the regular season. We will begin with our NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 high school football poll. Number one, LC Bird and James River should have gotten underway like 45 minutes ago, and we have yet to see a score come across on our Twitter feed. And we will keep looking, and we'll get you updates as soon as we know. But right now, we don't have a score on that one. James River had to win and get help in order to get into that 6A South subregion. Number two, Hermitage, as we mentioned, 14-0 lead over Douglas Freeman at the half. A 35-yard touchdown pass as time expired gives the Panthers the 2-touchdown advantage. Now, Hermitage needs that win tonight, and they need some other help in order to avoid a 3-way tie in the 5A South Central pod. In fact, as we give you scores, we're going to kind of break all of that down for you. Here's exactly what happens with Hermitage. Hermitage began tonight 11 points behind Highland Springs in the 5A South Central playoff race and 8 points behind LC Bird. Now, with a win tonight over a 9-0 Douglas Freeman team, they get 42 VHSL rider points. That's 24 for beating a team in the 5A classification, and then 2 points for each win that team has, which is 9. 9 times 2 is 18. 18 plus 24 is 42. The Panthers are definitely going to get 2 points from these games. Highland Springs for Rida, Mills, Godwin, John Marshall, and Glenn Allen, J.R. Tucker. That would put them up to 336 points. Then they need Manchester to beat Cosby and Deep Run to beat Thomas Jefferson. Meadowbrook is playing Dinwiddie. If Meadowbrook wins, that's 2 points for Hermitage, but it's also 2 points for their other teams, LC Bird and Highland Springs, that they're fighting for in this top seed three-way race, because Meadowbrook lost to all three teams. So that game really doesn't matter. All teams will either benefit or all teams will not get points if Dinwiddie gets the victory there. So what happens simply is this. If Cosby loses to Manchester and Deep Run beats Thomas Jefferson, then Hermitage will end up with 342 points, and neither Highland Springs or LC Bird can get those many points. Hermitage has the inside track, but they got to win. Manchester's got to win. Deep Run has got to win. If those three things happen, they have the points to have the number one seed. If that does not happen, let's say TJ upsets Deep Run or Cosby knocks off Manchester, then they're back to 340. If both happen, they're at 338, and they could be the third seed, because right behind them is LC Bird. They're at 296. They'd get a 34-point boost for a win over James River. And then after that, they're going to get automatic points from other Dominion District games, which include Midlow and Clover Hill, George Wythe and Huguenot. They don't get anything out of Monacan because they're done tonight. They're on a bye. But what LC Bird needs is they need Thomas Dale to beat Matoaka. And right now, Matoaka leads Thomas Dale 24-14 late first half. If Thomas Dale wins the game, that puts LC Bird at their maximum 340 points. And then they want Cosby to beat Manchester, because Bird gets 2 points either way that game goes. They beat both teams. But if Cosby wins, Hermitage loses 2 points, and they're back to 340 with LC Bird, and then it's a tie. But then there's Highland Springs, who is right now comfortably in front of Verina. And when I say comfortably, I really, really mean it. Because the last check-in with 2 minutes to go in the half, Mark Davis reports Highland Springs 38, Verina 7. So Verina's postseason hopes are almost gone. They had to win tonight and get major help. Highland Springs, on the other hand, they started the night number one at 299 points, three up on Bird and 11 up on Hermitage. They get 32 points with a win over Verina, and it's beginning to look that way. Then they're going to get more points on the three other Capital District games going on, because they've beaten all of those teams. So it doesn't matter who wins, 2 points for each. That puts them at 337. If Hermitage beats Douglas Freeman, that's 1 point for a team that you lost to that wins. That's 338. And then Meadowbrook winning would give them 340. But again, if Meadowbrook loses, not only does Highland Springs lose 2 points, but LC Bird loses 2 points, yada, yada, yada. So the bottom line is this. If Manchester beats Cosby, Deep Run beats Thomas Jefferson, and Hermitage beats Douglas Freeman, Hermitage will have the number one seed in 5A South Central. Simple as that. If Cosby beats Manchester, Deep Run beats Thomas Jefferson, and everything else goes to form, there would be a three-way tie at 340 points, and you have to go to page 132 of the Virginia High School League Handbook to section 68-4-8 to discover that in section D, it says that Highland Springs, by virtue of playing a team that only had a nine-game schedule, would win the three-way tiebreaker. They played Norview back in early September. Norview only played nine games, and the Springers would get the advantage because they never had a chance to get extra points had Norview played a 10th game. So if they all end up tied at 338 or 340 at the end of the night, the Springers, even though they have one loss, would be the number one seed over both LC Bird and Hermitage. That's how it looks at the top of 5A South Central. But there's more than just that. Let's get back to where we are, and that's in Hanover County. Lee Davis came into last week trying to get and keep the fourth seed and a home game in 5A South Central. Then they lost to Henrico late on that Evans fumble, 21-14, to fall to 7-2. You heard it here on the game of the week last week. They ended up falling to sixth place. But tonight, if they get the win here, if Hanover beats Henrico and if Hermitage beats Douglas Freeman, at that moment, Lee Davis and Douglas Freeman would be tied at 289 points. But then you have to factor in the Rider points of other games. The Confederates need Prince George to beat Hopewell. That's not happening right now. And they need Verina to beat Highland Springs, and obviously that doesn't look like it's going to happen. So it looks like the best Lee Davis is going to be able to do with a win tonight is to get to fifth place. But that's huge, because even though they would not host a game in round one, it would likely be a first round game against Douglas Freeman on the road. And frankly, if I were a head coach, I would take a trip to Freeman over a trip to Hermitage, Highland Springs, and certainly to L.C. Byrd. I can attest to that personally. We've watched Attlee's season end convincingly at the hands of L.C. Byrd each of the last two seasons. So right now it looks like Lee Davis's best shot is moving up one slot to the 5 seed. And if things continue to hold to form, and if Hanover beats Henrico, that's the big linchpin here. If Hanover can hold on and beat Henrico, then it could be Lee Davis at Douglas Freeman next Friday night. Now let's look at Hanover over in 4A East at the half, leading Henrico 17-14. We know that Cortland is killing Caroline, so Cortland is going to get their bonus points, and they need a little bit of help in rider points to hold on to the number one seed in that 8-team subregion between conferences 19 and 20. Cortland, if they hang on to the number one seed, Hanover wins tonight. Hanover should be able to overtake Monacan, whose season is done. Monacan is at 279 points right now. The most that they can get tonight in rider points is 12, and that would put them at 291. Hanover, with a win tonight over Henrico, then things would look good for them. And as I take my notes out just to double-check myself, they'd get 38 points for the win to put them at 285. The least Monacan can get tonight up to is 286. Tucker and Glen Allen, right now Tucker leads. Hopewell leads Prince George. Hopewell with a win tonight would give Hanover 2 bonus points. And if those two things happen, Tucker and Hopewell get a win, they should be enough bonus points right there to where even if Lee Davis holds on here, Attlee holds on, and Highland Springs holds on, that would be 7 bonus points, and that would put them at 292, and Monacan's highest number possible is 291, and that would put Hanover as the number 2 seed in their subregion, which means a home game in round 1 against the 7 seed, and with a win, a home game against the 3rd 6 seed winner in round 2. And of course, we talked earlier on our pregame show about the fact that Patrick Henry has to win tonight. It's as simple as that. They have to win and get help in order to make the postseason. If they win, then they would overtake Potomac, even if Potomac wins, and Potomac right now is losing at the half to Stafford. Then they would have to take over 16, which is Riverbend, That was the 6A. Boy, it's hard to keep these things all. That's right. Conference 16, 5A North. That is Halifax that they are looking to try to overtake. And Halifax, their season is done. So all they're going to get tonight are rider points. And the best they can do is to get to 239. Patrick Henry tonight with a win would get up to 235. Potomac's highest possible is 234, so they'd take 17th place. They'll get a point no matter what happens with Highland Springs, Hanover Henrico, and Attlee Armstrong. So that would put them at 238. And then if Mills Godwin beats John Marshall, that would put them at 240, and that would put them ahead of Idle Halifax, and they would get the 16th and final seed. But none of that matters if Patrick Henry doesn't erase the 10-point deficit they have right here, right now, in Tomato Bowl 57, as Lee Davis holds the 13-3 lead. Patrick Henry drove, great kick return to start the game, short field, holding penalty killed the drive. Logan Boltice, though, nailed a field goal to make it 3-0. Similar situation happened at Attlee 2 weeks ago. He missed that field goal, and it really hurt Patrick Henry in the long run. Confederates finally struck back, got a touchdown, point after good, and then the second touchdown on the long pass from Mumaw to Johnson, that point after was good from 33 yards, the first TD after the unsportsmanlike penalty call backed the football up to an NFL-sized extra point attempt. And then the second touchdown drive capped by the Mumaw one-yard sneak with just under a minute to go. That point after was blocked, and 13-3 is our halftime score. Okay, I am going to go get my oxygen and a little bit of water, and we were going to take a commercial timeout. We're going to take a two-minute break this time, a two-minute timeout, and when we come back on the Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report, third quarter action starting at other games. We'll keep you posted on those. We'll try to find some other scores we haven't had yet, and we'll get you ready for the second half of our regular season finale as we look ahead to playoff action, and we will have live coverage of the 2015 postseason beginning next Friday night right here on WHAN, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and live online on RVA Sports Network at our family of websites. You can listen online at rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Back after this two-minute timeout on the Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report here on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. See the huge selection of new Fords and experience the difference that makes Sheehy Ford the number one Ford dealer in Virginia. Plus, Sheehy Ford of Ashland is the number one volume franchised used car dealer in Central Virginia. Sheehy features Quick Lane, providing quick, speedy service in all makes and models. Check out an iPad, play Xbox, or PlayStation while you wait at their brand new 45,000 square foot state of the art facility. And visit their body shop on Dowgill Road in Ashland. They'll help with your deductible. Visit SheeheyFordAshland.com. SheeheyFordAshland.com. The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at the RVA SportsNet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com. The road to the playoffs begins. Hi, friends. Rob Witham here. Join us for a special Round 1 playoff edition of the Game of the Week this Friday night on WHAN. We'll start at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines pregame show, powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland, with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis. The Game of the Week also brought to you by Crown Limousine Service at crownlimousine.net. The Game of the Week playoff edition premieres Friday at 6:30 on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, WHAN. We welcome you back in to the Crown Limousine Service Halftime Report. Rob Witham along with you, and we do now have an update from LC Bird and James River, and it is all Bird, as we expected. 35-0, the last score in that one, and they have just gone to the half at Cosby Manchester. And they have a 10-point deficit to deal with. Manchester does. Cosby 10, number 11, Manchester, nothing. Now, again, Manchester, they're going to they're not going to have a problem. They're going to be in the playoffs in 6A South. Cosby is looking for the win to ensure that nobody overtakes them in that 7 seed in their subregion. And again, as we mentioned, Cosby beating Manchester is great news for Highland Springs and LC Bird, because those are the two extra points that Hermitage needs, as long as Deep Run beats Thomas Jefferson, in order to break the three-way tie, end up with 342 points, their maximum, and get the one seed in 5A South Central. If that doesn't happen and there's a three-way tie, we told you earlier, Highland Springs wins the tiebreaker, and Highland Springs is all over Verina right now. So we can almost put it on the books that Bird will go 10-0. Highland Springs will go 9-1. Hermitage still has work to do, up 14-0, start of the third quarter over at Chester Fritz Stadium. And our thanks to RVA Sports Network reporter Preston Hauser for Twitter updates on that one tonight. Over in 4A, where Powhatan is trying to sneak in as the 8th seed, Monticello and Powhatan are tied at 7, about halfway through the first half, the second quarter, I should say, thanks to my buddy Billy Fellin, who I ran into last night at volleyball. While we have a brief second, want to wish congratulations to three teams here in Hanover County on winning conference volleyball championships last night. The Hanover girls swept Powhatan in three sets to win the Conference 20 title, and coming up Monday night, they will host a 4A East region quarterfinal against King George. Conference 16 girls champions are the Atlee Raiders. They swept Albemarle last night in three sets for the victory there. And the Raiders get a bye into the 5A North region quarterfinals. They'll host that on Tuesday night. And the 5A North boys regional tournament will include the Atlee Raiders. They won the Conference 12 championship. That victory was over Metoaka in four sets last night down in Prince George.
Atlee's going to get Deep Run in the regional quarterfinals early next week. Deep Run was upset in the Conference 11 championship last night by Mills Godwin. And so the 5A South Region quarterfinals in boys volleyball are going to be Atlee against Deep Run in a rematch of a match that took place in the first week of the season. Atlee won at Deep Run in five sets. We were there for that one. It was a classic. And then on the other side, it's going to be Metoica taking on Mills Godwin in Conference 11 girls in the 5A region quarterfinals between 11 and 12. The 11 champs are Mills Godwin, and they'll take on Metoica, the 12 runners-up. And the runners-up in 11, Douglas Freeman, will go to LC Byrd to take on the 12 champion, Skyhawks. Touchdown Taj Conway as second. Let's see. Yep, second half action is underway at Glen Allen. The Jaguars are trying to avoid their second straight 1-9 season, and I suspect that there will be change in Jaguar Nation for 2016. I have a hard, just a personal feeling, have a hard time believing that the head coach is going to make it. And Coach Mayo's a great guy. But back-to-back 1-9 seasons in a place where you're right down the street from Hermitage, and Douglas Freeman has done what they've done under Mike Henderson. It's proven that you can get a winning coach and get a program on up and going. And Glen Allen has yet to experience a winning season in now their fifth season of varsity football. So 14-0 J.R. Tucker third quarter. And, of course, that Tucker score we mentioned earlier is good news for the Hanover Hawks. That's two extra points for them as they try to overtake Monacan for second. But they got to get a win against Henrico at home, and they're starting the third quarter right now with just a 17-14 lead. Louisa, the seventh seed coming into this 4A East subregion at the half, has a 28-6 lead over Albemarle. That's not Albemarle. It can't be Albemarle. Albemarle's playing Western Albemarle tonight. So that cannot be. It's Charlottesville that they are playing. So going to have to do a couple of quick deleting of tweets, because that is a lead over Charlottesville at halftime, 28-6. If things hold true to form, it's possible Louisa could have to come to Hanover for a first-round matchup next Friday night in 4A East. Coming up on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show, immediately following the Tomato Bowl, we'll have all the final scores, all the playoff implications, and we also hope to speak to the winning head coach, as well as Mark Davis of NBC 12 for a preview of On the Sidelines coming up tonight at 11:15 only on NBC 12 News. On your side. Now we get a correct tweet with the update that it's Louisa up on Charlottesville at halftime. And that score again at 28-6. Teams are back out on the field, and we're set for second half action. And a big thank you to Steve and all the gang at Crown Limousine Service at 3680229 at crownlimousine.net. Your Tacky Light Holiday Tour headquarters, your hookup for business travel, no doubt about it. You don't want to drive to Dulles. You don't want to drive to BWI, have to pay all the parking fees. Let Crown Limousine take you in style. 24/7, they are available to take your reservation. Hey, prom 2016, go ahead and get it now. Get it done. 3680229 is the number. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Game of the Week here on WHAN. And a thanks again to Steve for their fifth consecutive year of sponsorship of our Friday night football coverage. And of course, they'll sponsor the halftime report next week, wherever we are as the postseason gets underway. And our friends at Sheehy Ford of Ashland at SheehyFordAshland.com sponsors the On the Sideline pregame show every Friday night. 3A East update for the city teams. Spotsylvania is losing to Chancellor 21-7, 10 minutes to go, third quarter. And that's good news for Armstrong, who's losing, John Marshall, who's losing, as well as Petersburg, who's now in a tie game with Colonial Heights. Third quarter underway at Chester Fritz, still 14-0. No scoring there. In case you're just joining us, Hanover third quarter just starting 17-14. Hawks with a three-point lead, and third quarter should start soon, and it'll be a running clock at Armstrong as Atlee has the 49-0 lead over the Wildcats. And Atlee's going to end the regular season on a three-game winning streak, head into the postseason with a record of 6-4. And though they will likely have to travel in round one, they should have a pretty good matchup, a very competitive matchup, next Friday night. And of course, we'll break down all the playoff projections on Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, later tonight We'll give you all of our playoff projections, final scores, and analysis. Podcast will be available after midnight tonight at rvasportsnetwork.com. And, of course, we send out a link on all of our Twitter feeds at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, and our main network feed at the RVA Sports Net. We're set and ready for third quarter action at Tomato Bowl 57. And Lee Davis enjoying a 10-point lead, and they'll get the football to start it up. Just waiting for the referee's signal, and he gives it to us, and Boltheis kicks it, and we're underway. Ball may go out of bounds, and it will at about the 10-yard line. Eli Odom has been intercepted by Zach Carter of Freeman, and the Rebels now with the football, trying to cut into that 14-0 Hermitage lead early in the third quarter. So because of the out-of-bounds kick, Lee Davis will get the football. First down and 10. Four penalties unofficially for each team in the first half, and a couple of big ones for each one as well. We'll put the football at the 35, first and 10 for Lee Davis. First and 10, Lee Davis at their 35. I formation for Mumaw and company. Of course, he is under center. See if they can get Evans going here. Hand off to Nathan. Stopped, falls forward just a yard to the 36-yard line as the outside linebacker for Patrick Henry, Connell Cavanaugh, slowed him down just enough for minimal yardage on the gain, and Evans with just 28 first-half yards. It'll be second down and 9. Basketball fans, VCU's up 63-48 on Cal PA with 9 minutes to go in that exhibition game. Rams, Spiders get going next Friday in both men's and women's basketball. Mumaw now out of the pistol formation on second down. Two to the near side and one wide far. On second down and 9 from the 36, and the referees blow the whistle. It'll be a delay of game penalty against Lee Davis. So it'll be second and 14. And I apologize, I needed a quick sip of water there. Strengthen the old vocal cords as we hit 8:40 on this unbelievably beautiful early November Friday night. And by now we should be freezing and hot chocolate sales should be just soaring. And I bet there hasn't been a cup of hot chocolate made at the concession stand here at Lee Davis tonight. That is for sure. Okay, out of the penalty, second and 14 for Lee Davis. Just underway, third quarter, up by 10. Fake the handoff, move on to his left. Rolling, got a man, it's Kemp. Complete 40, 45, and down to the 48-yard line. And that is enough for a Confederate first down. 17 yards to the sophomore Kemp. And Mumaw tonight, 6 of 9 in the first half for 66 yards, and you can add 18 to that. First down, the nose of the football approaching the 49-yard line. So in the record book, give Kemp one more yard and a 19-yard completion. First and 10 Confederates approaching midfield, approaching 10 minutes to play third quarter, enjoying a 13-3 lead in Tomato Bowl number 57, trying to avenge their 17-14 loss on this field a year ago. Quick pass, far side, complete, into PH territory, penalty marker coming in, and that could be against the Patriots. First down yardage down to the 39-yard line. And we'll stop the clock and get the call. And if it's what I think it is, we could tack additional yardage. The penalty marker came out of the backfield just after Mumaw had thrown the football. We could be looking at a roughing the passer. The completion was for 12 yards to Winston. And it is personal foul, roughing the passer. And so you can add 15 more yards. And Lee Davis is setting themselves up greatly right now. First and 10 for Lee Davis, and they will put the football all the way down to the 24-yard line. 9:55 to go in the third quarter. Opening drive. Mumaw to pass. Looking across the middle. Has a man open and can't quite grab it. It's Kemp. He got a right hand on it in the end zone, and he couldn't haul it in. And we have a late penalty marker coming in. Now, there was no contact on Kemp. He was ahead of the defender, Brandon Braxton. So I'm interested to see what this call is. Clock stops with 9:51 to go in the third quarter. And one official talking to the head referee, and we anxiously await this call. With the football at the 24 after the completion to Winston and then the 15-yard mark off for the personal foul penalty. And the officials are still talking this one out. 9:51 to go, third quarter. Lee Davis, 13, and Patrick Henry, 3. Dinwiddie leads Meadowbrook, 28-12 now, 2:40 to go in the third quarter Thank you, my buddy Bob Lanham. Takes some of the best pictures in the area. Personal foul against Patrick Henry, and I'm not sure why, but the Patriots have been called for a personal foul, and it was right after the play, flag thrown in the end zone. Kemp wasn't hit, so I don't know if there was something said, but that's going to make it half the distance to the goal. Patrick Henry is shooting themselves in the foot, and they get all the way to the 12. Lee Davis with the ball at the PH 12-yard line after the penalty mark off. They can get to the 2 and get a fresh set of downs. Now the referee's going over to talk to head coach Brian Davis of Patrick Henry, and I suspect he would like an explanation as to exactly what happened there. Frankly, we would too. Had to be some jacking and jawing on the field. From the 12, Lee Davis in great shape right now, looking to go up 3 scores. Opening drive, third quarter. Quick pass, Mumaw complete, far side. Looking for the end zone and not finding it. He'll be caught about the 6-yard line. That pass is either to Ryzen Weaver or to Winston. And again, we're having a very hard time seeing the numbers. That's Ryzen Weaver. And that'll be a gain of about 6. So we'll call it 2nd down and about 4. So the ball rests. Well, check it. 2nd and 3. They're going to put him at the 5. So they can get down to the 2-yard line for a 1st down. 2nd down and 7 from the 5. Confederates looking to up their 13-3 lead at 9:05 to go, third quarter. Tight formation this time for LD. Mumaw under center, handoff Evans. He just runs into a huge pile there. Patriots win the war on the line of scrimmage. Connell Kavanaugh does the honors on the tackle, and Evans will be lucky to get back to the 6. They'll say no gain to the 5. He was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll make it 3rd down. They need 3 to get to the 2 for a 1st and goal, or they need 5 to make it a 19-3 lead. 8:29 and clock running, third quarter. Mumaw under center. They shift both tight ends from right side to left side. Hand off Evans, the power sweep. Looking for the pylon. Penalty marker coming in. He finds the pylon. It's a touchdown, but it's coming back. So the Lee Davis happiness is going to be very short-lived, as I believe we got a holding penalty on the power eye on the left side. One of the Lee Davis players is saying, no, it's against Patrick Henry. No, I didn't think so. Holding Lee Davis, and this one's coming back. So that 6 points does not go on the board. And the holding call, and we'll see where they put the football. And it's going to be very interesting to find out where the spot of the foul was. Looks like the football goes back to the 12-yard line. So 3rd down and 10 at the 12. 8:14 to go here in the third quarter in Tomato Bowl 57. Mumaw to roll to his right. Looking, got a man, underthrew him, and incomplete. I believe that was Winston who had to try to dive for it, but it was well short of the 1st down anyway. And that's going to bring up 4th down and 11 yards to go from the 13-yard line. And they're going to bring Hudnall in for the point after. For the field goal attempt. I was thinking about Hudnall's. That 33-yard extra point attempt after the unsportsmanlike penalty, he did a great job. Got all of that one. This one's actually a little bit shorter. They'll put the ball down to the 19. It's a 29-yard field goal attempt. And here it comes. The kick is up, and it splits the uprights. It's good. And Lee Davis ups their lead to 16-3 over Patrick Henry with 8:05 to go in Tomato Bowl 57. We're back after this 30-second timeout on the game of the week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229. Cause the players gonna play, 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 and the
haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Well, this is exactly what Patrick Henry has to do right now. They got to shake everything off. Their season hangs in the balance, and they have 20 minutes and 5 seconds to overcome a 13-point deficit. After the 29-yard field goal from Hudnall, he'll have a squib kick toward the Lee Davis sideline. It's going to go out of bounds, and Patrick Henry should get the football at the 35-yard line. Coming up, We'll have the RBA Sports Network scoreboard show. We hope to talk to NBC12's Mark Davis and get a preview of On the Sidelines. And this happens immediately, and I do mean immediately, after the Tomato Bowl is complete and goes final. We also hope to have a conversation with the winning head coach. That's all coming up on the RBA Sports Network scoreboard show, exclusively on 102.9 FM, WHAN, and on the RBA Sports Network online. First and 10 Patriots at their 35, down by 13. Hart barks out the signals. They bring Blackwell in motion. Hand off Braxton. He's got good running room up the middle near midfield to the 49. A 14-yard gain for Braxton. And easily the nicest run of the night for the Patriots. First down. Metoica has scored again. They take a 34-14 lead over Thomasdale in the third quarter. Thanks to Fat Faze Rick on Twitter for that one. Hand off again to Braxton. He'll go into Lee Davis territory and grab a couple of yards to the LD 49, and a host of Confederates will stand him up there after a gain of two. It will be second down and eight. And the way the ebb and the flow of this game has been, not going to be many more possessions for either team. And so we're almost at the point where you need to start getting points no matter what. 7:05 left third quarter. Hard under center. Second and eight. Handoff up the middle to the 45. Pushing the pile to the 44-yard line is Brandon Braxton on the carry. And about four for Brandon, the transfer from Fredericksburg Christian, who has his one and only season here with Patrick Henry. Third down and three. They're quickly up to the line at the Lee Davis 44. Almost had a Confederate flinch. Hartz gets up, looks for the signal. Now back under center. They need 3 yards here on third. They send Blackwell in motion. Hand off Braxton. No. Hart keeps it on the read option, and he'll get a yard, but he needed three. And now Coach Brian Davis has a huge decision to make. It is fourth down and two at the 43-yard line, down 16-3, 5:55 left in the third quarter. And they're going for it. Blackwell in motion. Pitch to Katavius. Right side, avoids one man, and then stood up just shy of the first down. Blackwell is a yard short. And Lee Davis will take over first down and 10. A 1 yard gain on fourth and two. And the Patriots are a yard short when they needed 2 yards. Time remaining 5:41 in the third quarter here in Tomato Bowl 57 live on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and online on the RBA Sports Network. Rob Witham along with you. Move on the pistol formation. Evans beside him on first down. Low snap. He handles it fine. He's looking. Now flushed out of the pocket. Rolls right. Buys some time. Throws it down the sideline. Man coming back for it, and it's complete. Down to the Patrick Henry 45-yard line. And we're looking to see if that's Ryzen Weaver or Winston. That's Ryzen Weaver. No, that's Winston on the reception. And that's going to be enough for a first down. Winston's second catch of the night. And a first down. Remember last week on the game of the week when Mumal really struggled and he missed six passes in a row? He's had a good night tonight. First down, hand off Evans. Hit the line of scrimmage, falls forward. He's going to get 3 yards. On that first down carry, they've credited Ryzen Weaver with the reception a moment ago. That'll be his third catch of the night. Evans there grabs 3 yards. Second down, another handoff. Off left tackle and a host of Patriots on that tackle. Rashad Mallory is in there. Caleb Smith, the sophomore, is in there. Evans is able to push the pile to the 39, just across the 40. And so a third down coming up, but the time is running. 4:15 to go, clock running, and the Confederates want to milk it for all it's worth. But they need a conversion. Third and five, fake the handoff, blitz coming, Mumal running for his life, throws. Is it complete? No, incomplete. They say Ryzen Weaver trapped it at the 31-yard line, and that will bring up a fourth down and five just inside the Patriots' 40-yard line. And now we'll see if Coach Turnage will try to... Yeah, he's going to have confidence in his offense. He's going to bring them back out, and they're not going to kick it away. They could pin PH deep in their own territory, or they could go for it, and they're going to do it. Fourth and five, just inside Patrick Henry's 40-yard line. So here we go. Moomaw in the pistol formation. They need 5 yards for a first down. They're going for it. Moomaw back to pass. Throws. Incomplete. Intended for Miles Johnson. Catavius Blackwell on the coverage. And the Patriots catch a break. 3:51 to go in the third quarter. So PH will take over at their own 40. Down 16-3. 3:51 left. Third quarter. In Tomato Bowl 57 here on the game of the week. First down, Patriots, Hart, back to pass. Looking, sideline, it's complete into Lee Davis territory to the 47-yard line. That is Tyler with his second catch of the night. And that is going to be first down, Patrick Henry, and a gain of 13 yards. First and 10, Patriots into Lee Davis territory on the completion. Hart back to pass again. Blitz is coming. And he's down at midfield. That'll be a loss of at least a yard as Big 87 Sam Tanner on defense takes care of business. End of the third quarter. No scoring in the third. Hanover leading 17-14 on Henrico. Hart back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket on second and 12. Trying to get around right side. And he'll grab a yard. And that is all before he is caught in front of his own bench. It'll be third down and long coming up. Third and 11. And this Lee Davis defense, who did such a good job on the road 2 weeks ago in that win over Hanover, and really, all things considering, had a pretty good night against Henrico last week. They let a one big play go by the boards in the first half on a fourth and short when Henrico went for pay dirt, and they got the long touchdown run. But a pretty decent job on defense last week in that 21-14 loss. Here we go, third down out of the pistol, Hart. Needs 11 yards, looks across the middle, and incomplete. Double coverage for Oxendine, and the ball a little bit too far to the left, and Oxendine could not get to it, and it'll be fourth down. They go to the fourth quarter. Number two, Hermitage, continuing to hold a 14-0 lead on Douglas Freeman. Fourth down and 10, the Patriots are going for it. Hart looking to pass toward the sideline. Diving for it is Tyler, and it is incomplete. And Lee Davis will take over on downs. First and 10 for Lee Davis, and the football will be placed at their 48-yard line. Fourth and 10, PH goes for it, fails to convert, and Lee Davis takes over at their own 48, up 16-3, Tomato Bowl 57. First down, handoff Evans. Pushes the pile to midfield and will grab about 2 yards for second down. A minute 53 and clock running. Good news for Hermitage. Deep run leads Thomas Jefferson after 3:17-7. They need a deep run win to keep them alive for that number one seed in 5A South Central. Second down, 8 for Lee Davis, right at midfield. 1:30 to go, third quarter. Moomaw out of the pistol formation. Evans to his left. He's looking to pass. Blitz is coming. Gets it away, and it's incomplete. Intended for Sam Tanner, and beautiful coverage by Ethan Manuel, the linebacker, on that one. It'll be third down and 8. That stops the clock with a minute 19 to go, and that's good news for the Patriots, who need this game to be extended as long as humanly possible to get as many chances as humanly possible. Third down and 8, right at midfield. Moomaw rolling to his left. Looking, got a man wide open. Risenweaver, first down and more. 35, and down to the 30-yard line. 20 yards on the reception, and how do you let Nick Risenweaver get that wide open? Defensive breakdown costs Patrick Henry there. And Lee Davis takes over, continues the drive at the Patrick Henry 30. First and 10 there for Lee Davis. Handoff Evans going around left side. Penalty marker coming on. He'll get nice yardage, get knocked out of bounds by Devin Coles, the freshman, for Patrick Henry. But this one's going to be coming back. Henrico is now inside the Hanover 30 early fourth quarter. Trying to take the lead, 17-14, Hawks by 3. Holding Lee Davis negates the nice run, and it'll be first and long. They'll put the football back at the 39-yard line, so it'll be first down, and we'll call it 18 yards to go. First and 18 after the penalty. Pistol formation. Evans behind Mumal. Fake it to Nathan. Chase looking to pass. Got a man wide open. Complete far sideline. 25 and down to the 22-yard line. And that was too easy. Patriots again breaking down in the secondary. And Nick Winston very happy to pick up a 16-yard reception there. And it'll be second down, but short. Second and just two at the Patriot 22. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Hand off to Evans right up the gut. Won't get much yardage there. And that ends quarter number three. After three quarters here on the game of the week, it is Lee Davis 16, Patrick Henry 3. Back after the 60-second timeout on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network. We start the fourth quarter of Tomato Bowl 57 live at Lee Davis High School. Rob Witham along with you on WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland. The game of the week, and Lee Davis trying to finish 8-2 and move into the postseason with a big win tonight over their arch rivals of the last 50-plus years. It is second down. We'll take that. Well, it should be second down and about eight, but they're saying first down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Handoff inside to Walsh, and he'll get a yard, and that is all. And that'll bring up a second down. Hermitage has scored again to take a 21-0 lead on Douglas Freeman. They're in early in the fourth quarter, and Henrico has just scored. A two-yard plunge from Xavier Goodall. Henrico 21, Hanover 17 with 8:17 to go in that one. Thanks to our Taylor at our Taylor RVASN on Twitter for his work tonight from Hanover High School. Second down and eight from the 17. Lee Davis trying to build on the 13-point lead. PH showing blitz. Mumal back to pass. Plenty of time. Looking for the end zone and overthrows Miles Johnson. Incomplete. And that'll bring up a third down and eight. And that incompletion, good news for Patrick Henry. It stops the clock at 11:11 to go. Now you think about this. Patrick Henry only starts six seniors combined on both sides of the football. They are going to have a ton of talent coming back in 2016. Don't take that as me thinking they've lost this football game. I'm just looking ahead to the future of this program, and it is extremely bright no matter what happens here. Third down and eight. Patriots fake the blitz. Quick pass and incomplete miscommunication between Mumal and his intended receiver who cut a little bit earlier. And I think Mumal thought he was going to go left, and that was Winston, and he went right. And it'll be fourth down, and certainly it's in territory where you go for it or kick a field goal. And they'll go for it. Just got an update. Atlee's lead on Armstrong after three quarters is now 63-0. So the Raiders will go to 6-4. Timeout, Lee Davis with 11:08 to go facing this fourth and eight at the PH 17. Douglas Freeman is going to have to kick it to Hermitage. Early fourth quarter, Hermitage 21, Douglas Freeman nothing. Cosby still leads Manchester. That's bad news for Hermitage. Great news for L.C. Byrd and Highland Springs. At last check, Highland Springs and L.C. Byrd both blowing out Verina and James River, respectively. Those two games effectively are already done. Deep run leads TJ. Hermitage need a deep run to win and Manchester to win in order to have two more points than L.C. Byrd and Highland Springs and get the one seed in 5A South Central. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Unless Manchester can pull off the comeback, it's certainly not done yet over across the river. And that Highland Springs Verina score, by the way, is 55-7. Fourth down and eight. They're not going to kick the field goal. They're going to go for it. Field goal would still be just a two-possession lead. They spread it out three wide. Mumal looking across the middle. Got a man. Touchdown. Lee Davis Confederates. And that is Miles Johnson from 17 yards out. And he runs into the Lee Davis inflatable helmet. And the score now up to 22-3 with the point pending. And the season now drawing short for the young Patrick Henry Patriots as Ryzen Weaver will hold and Hudnall will attempt the point after. And the kick is good. 23-3. Lee Davis, 11:03 to go in Tomato Bowl 57, back after this 30-second timeout on the game of the week here on 102.9 FM and the RBA Sports Network.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service. Online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
So Lee Davis is in complete control right now. A 20-point lead. Patrick Henry kicked a field goal on their opening drive of the night, and they have yet to sniff the end zone since. Rob Witham along with you. Tomato Bowl 57, our 14th consecutive Tomato Bowl here on WHAN Radio. A big thank you to Calvin Cecil back and the studios, as always, taking care of business for us. We appreciate that very much, getting us on the air, online, handling everything to make sure that you get to enjoy the game of the week, week in and week out. Calvin, enjoy your big Beatles weekend you've got coming up. I've got Randolph-Macon volleyball to cover tomorrow. If we get a chance, we'll talk about that. And then I am going to go see my daughter at Longwood University on Sunday. I haven't seen her in over 3 weeks. I'm really looking forward to it. They kick from the 25. There was a personal foul penalty after the kick. Braxton with it at the 28. Dances to the 40. Now tries to get a block around right end. 45. Midfield. And that's Oxendine. Check that. He'll get inside Lee Davis territory to the 46-yard line. So a nice return for Oxendine. First down Patriots, but they're down 23-3, 10:51 left here in Tomato Bowl 57, and they have not been able to get traction offensively since that opening possession. First down, hard to pass, looking, got a man. It's complete, and it should be just shy of the first down completion to Spalding. Jonathan Spalding on the catch. That is his second of the night, and that'll be for 9 yards. And it'll be second down for the Patriots. Second down and one. Handoff off left tackle, falling forward for first down yardage. And that is, I believe, Blackwell on the carry. And it is. And 3 yards for Catavius and a first down. Touchdown, Hanover. Clayton Cheatham has scored his second rushing touchdown of the night. Hanover has taken the lead 24-21 with 5 minutes to go. First and 10 Patriots. Screen developing to Spalding. He'll catch it. Immediately gets tackled by two Confederates, including 35 Logan Dockman, after a gain of close to 3 yards, and it'll be second down, and we'll call it 7. Just 31 passing yards for Hunter Hart tonight. 9:40 to go. Out of the pistol, looking to pass again. Safety valve is Blackwell. He comes out of the backfield. Penalty marker coming in late in the backfield. Blackwell has good enough yardage, I believe, for a first down, down to the 25. That would be a 9-yard gain. The question is, do we have roughing the passer against Lee Davis? It would go down as a 9-yard completion and a first down, and we do have roughing the passer against the Confederates. Now, the ball was advanced to the 24, so this should be a half the distance to the goal penalty. So should be at the 12-yard line when all is said and done after half the distance to the goal, and the Patriots are not done yet. First down, Hart from the pistol. Is going to keep it himself. Right side, he slowed up a bit, and that gave Lee Davis a chance to catch him right at the 10-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. 9:10 to go. We have our first final of the night. We'll get to it in a moment. Hart looking for blockers. Blackwell in front, and not much there. He'll get a yard to the 9-yard line. Final score, thank you, Mark Davis. Dinwiddie 35, Meadowbrook 12. So those two bonus points for all three 5A South Central teams will not happen. And we can put our first marks on our cheat sheet here tonight. No points for all three teams because Dinwiddie gets to win. That's good news for Hanover. Third down, hard to pass. Looking for Spalding, complete. And he will get to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Patrick Henry Patriots. A touchdown pass from 8 yards out. And the point after attempt will cut it back to 13 for Patrick Henry. Not over yet, folks. Bull ties in for the extra point. And now it's going to be up to this young defense to get a quick three and out for Patrick Henry. First points on the board in about 2.5 quarters. Point after is good. 8:19 to go. And the score is now 23-10. Lee Davis. Henrico goes for it on a 4th down and 5, and Tab Patrick with the big stop. And Hanover has the ball at the Henrico 42, leading 24-21 with under 4 minutes to go in the game. J.R. Tucker has just converted a field goal for a 10-point lead at Glen Allen, 24-14. That could be two more big bonus points for Hanover, as they still have a prayer for the number one seed in 4A East. Stay with us as soon as the game is over. RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. We will break down all the playoff projections, everything that we possibly know from all of our wonderful reporters across our network. The kick from Bulteis. They'll try the onside kick. It'll be swallowed up at the 44. We're going to get a penalty marker there, I would think, because the Lee Davis player's knee was down and he just got hammered by a Patrick Henry special teams player. I'm going to be stunned if there's not a penalty on that play. There should definitely have been. His knee was down. Now we're going to get late, and I mean very late, penalty flags, and I believe they may be actually against the Lee Davis team coming off the field, upset about the non-call. And there should have been a call. Officials are discussing. We've seen a lot of that here tonight. 8 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the game. And now the refs are coming over to talk to Lee Davis, and I have a feeling Lee Davis is not going to be happy with the outcome of this conversation. 28-0, Hermitage, 21-yard touchdown run for Eli Odom. And with under 4 minutes to go, Hermitage is on their way to 10-0. And now they desperately need a comeback for Manchester, down 10 against Cosby, third quarter. Over at Hanover, while we wait here, a block in the back puts Hanover back to midfield, and they'll have a 2nd and 17 with 2:44 to go in the game. I can tell you here, folks, and you know, if you listen to this broadcast on a regular basis, you do not hear me talk about officials very often. But this officiating crew here tonight has taken a very long time on several calls, and frankly, they blew this one. There should have been a personal foul on Patrick Henry. The player was definitely down on his knee when he got the football, and then he just got pasted. And then after the play, Lee Davis was complaining enough about it to where referees threw a flag like 15 seconds after the play was over, and it's going to be a personal foul against Lee Davis and push them back to the 29-yard line. First down, handoff, right side, and 5 nice yards there on first down by Evans. And it'll be 2nd down. 8 minutes to go. 23-10. And here we go. 2nd and 5 after the 5-yard Evans run. It's 7:40 to go. Back to Nathan. Off right tackle. Up the middle. Got good running room. And if it wasn't for Blackwell tripping him up, he could have gone all the way to the 45. That's 11 yards and a first down on Evans's longest carry of the night. It's first down from the 45-yard line. From the eye, back to Evans. He'll go down near midfield, tackled from behind by Trebius Tyler. 4 yards for Nathan on his 17th carry of the night. But more importantly, the clock is running with 7:03 to go, and now we have a time as there is a penalty marker late on that play. Thomas Dale has roared into the lead, thanks to Nick Vandelect over at the Progress Index on Twitter with this update. It was 34-13 not long ago. Thomas Dale 35, Matoaka 34 in the fourth quarter. Holy cow. Final score, J.R. Tucker has defeated Glen Allen 24-14. The Jags finish at 1-9. J.R. Tucker finishes at 500. A decent season there for the Tigers as they rebuilt and put up a new offensive scheme this year. And those are two big points for Hanover as they're trying to hold on to knock off Henrico up by 3 very late in the game there. Last check, Taylor Luck reported it was 2:44 to go, and I'm sure it's much less than that now. Cosby 17, Manchester 7 after 3 quarters. And the Titans are threatening to score again inside the Lancers' 10-yard line. The referees have gone to talk to Coach Brian Davis. That took a while. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Lee Davis. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Patrick Henry. Penalties offset. So this lengthy interruption in the game means nothing. Near midfield, Attlee has gone final. They've defeated Armstrong 70-0 to finish at 6-4 and head into the 5A North playoffs. Let's reset this one. 2nd and 5 at the 49 after the long interruption of offsetting penalties. Hand off Evans. Off right side, Braxton from behind trips him up. Evans grabs 4. It'll be 3rd down and a yard, and we've got more markers on the field. Here we go again. Colonial Heights and Petersburg are going to overtime. It's 30-30 there. They're down to 2:11 to play, but Hanover's got a 3rd and very long coming up. And the referees are talking over to head coach Brian Davis again. It is a final at Chester Fritz. Number 2, Hermitage, hands number 4, Douglas Freeman, their first loss. The Panthers go 10-0 again. Final score 28-0. So Hermitage finishes 10-0. Douglas Freeman 9-1. Both will move into the 5A South Central playoffs next week. Hanover's got a punt to Henrico with 2:04 to go, trying to hold on to a 24-21 lead on Route 301. We'll have a mark off against Patrick Henry this time for another unsportsmanlike penalty. And a 6:49 to go. And the Confederates have the football. It's at the Patrick Henry 33-yard line. Screen pass slant to Billy Kemp. He'll get plenty of blockers inside the 15, still going, and finally down at the 11, and we have a penalty marker to come in after that play. Yeah, why not? Why not another penalty mark? I'm not blaming all of it on the officials. We've had a couple of things where the officials, I think, have just not done a good job at all. But this is not one of them. This is a legitimate foul after the play. Kemp for 22 yards, and we await the penalty call here. And they're going to call it face mask on PH. Coming up, and we're announcing it right now on Twitter after Tomato Bowl 57 here, the RBA Sports Network scoreboard show. All right, so we're at the 7-yard line. 9 penalties on the night against Patrick Henry. 1st down and goal. Hand off Evans up the middle across the 5. And down to the 1.5-yard line. And it'll be 2nd down, and they're on the precipice. Is that the word I'm looking for? No. Precipice. Thank you so much, Rob. You're welcome. Of another touchdown. 2nd and goal from the 1-yard line, tight formation. Mumaw hands it to Evans, and he will go into the end zone, but we have a penalty marker on the field at 5:23 to go. And so we'll hold on to everything here. And it's penalty against Lee Davis, so the touchdown goes by the board. It is holding against the Confederates. So another would-be Evans TD called back due to a Lee Davis penalty, and it'll be 2nd and goal at the Patrick Henry 11. 5:23 left, 23-10 Confederates here at Tomato Bowl 57. Tab Patrick has come up with a huge play on 4th down and 8, and I believe Hanover's going to get the football back up by 3 with a minute to go. Evans off left tackle. He's able to get some of the penalty yards back. He'll go down to the 5-yard line and 6 more yards for Nathan. And after being held to 28 yards in the first half, he's got 72 here in the second. 5:02 to go, 23-10 the score. Clock under 5 minutes now as Lee Davis takes their sweet time. And the Patriot faithful across the way are seeing the season go by the boards from the 5. Hand off Evans around left side, absorbs a hit and goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Lee Davis Confederates, and that might do it. Around left side, it's Evans from 5 yards out. The extra point to come, 4:40 remaining here in Tomato Bowl 57. And the Lee Davis Confederates are closing in on getting some revenge for that 17-14 loss to these Patriots on this field 1 year ago. Rising Weaver to hold. Hudnall's attempt hits the uprights. No good. So it's 29-10 with 4:40 to go here in Mechanicsville. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in just a moment on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it your way. Oh, baby, let me take you.
Well, aesthetically, folks, this has not been the prettiest second half of football we've seen in 14 years on this radio station. But, bottom line is Lee Davis with the 29-10 lead, and they're getting ready to kick it off. Ensuing kick, Oxendine will pick it up at the 14, 20, and down to the 26-yard line, where he is wrestled down there by Mitchell Goodman, another senior for these Confederates. It is a final. Hanover, 24. Henrico, 21. The Hawks finish at 7-3. Henrico goes to 7-3. Good news for these Lee Davis Confederates, because they're trying to jump over Henrico and at least get the number 5 seed. And the way things look right now, it looks like that could happen. Hart on first down, looking downfield for Tyler, and the pass is broken up. Incomplete. Ryan Edmonds on the defense for Lee Davis. It'll be second down. Final score in overtime, Colonial Heights defeats Petersburg, and that's good news for the Colonials. Second and 10 for Hart. Time running out, flushed out of the pocket. He'll run, plenty of running room, left side, absorbs a hit, goes out of bounds. First down yardage for the Patriots in front of the Lee Davis bench, and the ball will be placed at the 41-yard line, so 13 yards. This young man, I'm going to tell you something, folks, quarterbacking in Hanover County next year in 2016. Cheatham will be back healthy as a senior. Hart will be back as a junior. We're going to have some fantastic quarterback play on the Game of the Week a year from now. Out of the pistol, 4:19 left. Hart looking for Blackwell. His safety valve complete, absorbs a hit but slows him down, and enough for two more Confederates to come in on the tackle for a loss of yardage there. And so that play did not turn out the way they wanted it to go. A loss of 4 on the completion, and it'll be second down. After a loss of 5, 3:50 remaining. RVA Sports Network scoreboard show coming up. Flag down, pass complete to Tyler, out of bounds at the 47, but the clock stops, and we'll get the officials' call on this one. Finals are coming in fast and furious now. And the officials are talking. Are you surprised? And they continue to talk. I apologize, folks. I wish I had something to say, but we're waiting on them. And once they finally figure it out, we'll tell you. One official talking to a Patriot wide receiver, head official talking to another official, and we may finally have this taken care of. I mean, literally, we are still waiting. The refs are still talking, and we'll finally get a discussion. Illegal substitution against Lee Davis. All of that for an illegal substitution call. Holy cow. So finally, we get it taken care of. Hart goes back to pass on a 2nd and 8, firing way downfield. Got a man diving for it is Jonathan Spaulding, who was behind two Confederate defenders, and he just couldn't quite pull it in. Heck of an effort there by that young man, just a sophomore. And it'll be should be 3rd down and 8 now for the Patriots from the 44 with 3:30 remaining. Benedictine is down in Lynchburg tonight, and they are in a 27-27 tie with Liberty Christian early fourth quarter. Benedictine trying to get the number one seed in the VISAA Division 1. Penalty was on Patrick Henry, and Lee Davis has declined it to set up a 3rd down and 8. With 3:30 to go in what's become a incredibly elongated second half, Hart looking down sideline, overthrows Harley Oxendine. Incomplete, and it'll bring up 4th down. 4th down and 8 for the Patriots with 3:24 to go, and Hart will have Blackwell behind him in the pistol formation. Blitz coming. He briefly avoided it, and then he's going to go down at the 40-yard line. Sack Lee Davis, and they'll take over on downs. So first down, Lee Davis, as this fourth quarter has kind of become a parody of itself, and Lee Davis will take over at the Patrick Henry 40 with 3:17 left, 29-10 here in Tomato Bowl 57. First down, Nick Winston into the game at quarterback. Walsh will get the handoff, and he'll get close to 2 yards, and it will be second down. Second down, we'll call it a long eight. So Hermitage has won tonight. Bird is cruising. Godwin has defeated John Marshall, 48-14 the final. Handoff fake there. Winston rolling, looking for a man. Passes tipped and incomplete. First line of the Patriots defense gets a hand on the football. So Godwin defeats John Marshall, and that could end John Marshall's hopes for a playoff bid in 3A East. Godwin will finish at 4-6 on the season. And we have a timeout called, a timeout by Coach Turnage and Lee Davis. We're going to take one, too, a 60-second timeout here on the Game of the Week on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network. Because, baby, now we got bad vibes. You know it used to be. We come back to live action. Patrick Henry is going to get a sack of Nick Winston back at the 49-yard line with 2:19 to go. And nice work there by Keith Jackson defensively. And we have a timeout on the field. The Patriots will call that timeout. We are now beginning to work on all of our little formulas here to see where the teams are going to be next week. And that's going to involve us trying to get several scores from way out of town. But we want to try to endeavor to get as much of that as possible to you here tonight on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. Punt coming. I believe this is Lee Davis' first punt of the night. Low-line driver will go inside the 25 and be knocked down at about the 22-yard line. That's where the Patriots will take over with 2:08 to go in the game. Hanover with their win tonight. Dinwiddie wins. Tucker wins. Hopewell well on their way to a win. So it looks like Hanover, I should say, is going to finish with 294 points. That's 8 ahead of Monacan. First down, hard to pass. Far sideline. And complete for about 9 yards. I believe that's Parker Davis on the reception. It'll be second and one with 2:01 remaining. Second down, Hart looking across the middle, downfield into triple coverage, and it's going to be incomplete. And only because two Confederates, Shanley and Parker, ran into each other. And it'll bring up a third down and a yard as the clock is now under 2 minutes to go here in the game. 2 minutes remaining, handoff this time, and nice yardage for the Patriots up near midfield. They'll get the first down on the play. So first down, Patrick Henry near midfield at 1:47 remaining. Now, the big question we're trying to answer now is how Hanover is doing in 4A East. Completion for the Patriots to the Lee Davis 47-yard line. Quick to the line, 1:20 to go. Hart looking for Spalding. It's complete. He'll get a first down. Spin down to the Lee Davis 38-yard line, and that'll stop the clock at 1:16 remaining. Hart back to pass, looking long, and nobody there inside the 5-yard line. Incomplete with 1:06 remaining. And time running out on Tomato Bowl number 57. From the 38-yard line, Hart to pass, better hurry, flushed out of the pocket, going to run. 35-30, gets the first down at the 26 as the clock goes under 1 minute remaining in the game. So Hart moves the chain, and the clock restarts at about 50 seconds to go. Looking downfield, passes in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Spalding, inside the 10-yard line. 46.1 to go. Hart again, second down, handoff around right side and then cutting up the middle for about 7 yards. That's 34, but we don't have him on our roster, unfortunately. And he had a nice run earlier in this drive that we are not able to credit him for. And we have a timeout on the field with 37 seconds left in the game. All right, RBA Sports Network Scoreboard Show is coming up. And we can confirm that the Hanover Hawks have gotten the number 2 seed in the 4A East 8-team subregion of conferences 19 and 20. They fell 1 point short of the number 1 seed, a tie for with Cortland. Cortland at 295, they maxed all their points tonight. Hanover with 294. They needed some help. They needed Armstrong to win. They needed PH to win here, and they needed Henrico and those things did not happen. Now check that. They didn't need Henrico. They needed Verina. Final 30 seconds of Tomato Bowl 57. The Patriots now in the red zone. They'll bring Oxendine in motion. Hart looking for the end zone. Pocket collapses. He'll take off. He'll get inside the five and close to first down yardage. They can get a first down without a touchdown at the four-yard line with 15 seconds to go, and Patrick Henry will take their final timeout. 15.5 left. They will be at the six-yard line, so a couple of possible plays for them. Got to congratulate the Richmond Christian Warriors. They defeat Blessed Sacrament tonight 35-9 to finish the regular season at 7-2, and in their first season of existence, they're going to the Division IV playoffs in VISAA. Congratulations, Warriors. Great first season. Second down and a yard from the Lee Davis 6 with 15 seconds left. Hart looking. Looking for a man near the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Patrick Henry Patriots. Touchdown to Justin Sikar from 6 yards out. So Hunter Hart gets the touchdown pass to Sikar, and we'll see if they go for two here. But it's all academic at this point with 10.5 seconds left. 13-point game. This would cut it to 11, and then they'd have to get two more scores, and that's not going to happen in 10 seconds. Hart rolling to pass. And complete to his safety valve, the running back. So it's Lee Davis 29, Patrick Henry 18, with 10.5 seconds to go here in Tomato Bowl 57. And we promise you, the RVA Sports Network scoreboard show is coming up. It's over. LC Bird goes 10-0 as expected, 61-0. Final score there, the win over James River. We are patiently awaiting the final of Matoaka and Thomas Dale. Powhatan's season has just come to an end. They fall tonight to Monticello 28-10, so they are out of the 4A East playoffs. King George, despite their loss tonight, looks like they're going to be the number 8 seed overall. LC Bird is waiting for the Dale-Matoaka final, and so are we. Dale wins, 2 points LC Bird. Matoaka wins, onside kick attempt by the Patriots in the final 10 seconds. Freeman, with their loss tonight, they are going to end up, well, right now they're at 297 points. We're waiting on the deep run TJ final. We are waiting for the Matoaka Thomas Dale final. Those are huge final scores we are waiting on right now. 10 seconds left. Lee Davis is able to recover the onside kick. They will take a knee, and that will do it. The Lee Davis Confederates have won the 57th Tomato Bowl, and they have finished a complete turnaround, 29-18 over Patrick Henry. The Confederates go from 2-8 last year to 8-2 this year, and the Patriots' season will end at 4-6, and they too had a turnaround, not the way they wanted, as it was Patrick Henry 6-4 in a playoff berth last year, and instead it's going to be 4-6 and on the outside looking in this year. 29-18 is your final score, and Tomato Bowl 57 belongs to the homestanding Confederates of Lee Davis. The RVA Sports Network scoreboard show starts right now.
This is the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for all the latest final scores and in-game action from across the Central Region in high school football, plus an exclusive preview of tonight's On the Sidelines on NBC 12 News at 11:15. Let's go back to the stadium with Rob Witham.
Okay, we welcome you into the RBA Sports Network's scoreboard show, and we're getting updates as we speak, and so bear with us. This is going to be a crazy next little bit. We hope to talk to Lee Davis head coach Ryan Turnage. We also hope to talk to Mark Davis at NBC 12, who I better send a message to, or we won't be talking to Mark Davis of NBC 12. He's been so gracious to be able to talk with us this season. And if he has time, that's great. If he does not, because of having situations, got to get those highlights ready for On the Sidelines at 11:15. We certainly do understand. Finally got an update from Matoaka Thomas Dale, and Matoaka leads 44-35. with a minute 36 to go. This is huge news for Highland Springs. LC Bird wins tonight over James River. And we're going to talk 5A South Central for a few moments. They automatically get six rider points from Midlothian, Clover Hill, Cosby, Manchester, George With, Huguenot. Doesn't matter the winner of those games because Bird beat them all. Meadowbrook could have given them 2 points, and everybody else for that matter. They lost to Dinwiddie, so that's out. So for LC Bird to tie Highland Springs, they have to have Dale win. And Dale's down 9 with 96 seconds to go. If that happens, Highland Springs will finish with 338 points, and LC Bird will finish with 336 points. Now, on top of that, Cosby's trying to hang on against Manchester. If Cosby wins, Hermitage loses that 2 points they needed in order to clinch the number one seed. Currently, at this moment, Hermitage with 42 points for their win over Douglas Freeman tonight, 2 from the Highland Springs Verona game, 2 from Tucker, nothing from Meadowbrook. We're waiting on the deep run final, and we're getting an update even as we speak. And it is going to be a final. Final just in. Cosby, 20. Manchester, 14. Titans to 6-4. Lancers finish at 6-4. The bonus points for Hermitage are gone. And now it's down to Metoka Thomas Dale. Cosby defeats Manchester tonight. Final score, 20-14. Cosby in 6A's playoffs. Manchester will be there too. But now it's all about 5A South Central. We're going to take a moment and talk to our buddy Mark Davis, since he's got a second. He is live on the line, getting set for All the Sidelines tonight at 11:15. Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. What an incredibly crazy night it is. We're still waiting on some finals. And buddy, if you know the deep run final score with TJ, help a brother out. Tell me what you got coming up on the sidelines tonight.
Well, I wish I could help you out with that score, Rob. Right now we're waiting for that one, too. Hermitage, obviously, with the 28-0 win over Douglas Freeman. Matt Esters has been camping out there all night. He'll be live. I went over to Highland Springs Rhino on the east end there, and what we saw was pretty incredible. Rhino scored, which no team in the last four games has been able to do on Highland Springs, but there was a defensive TD, cut it to 9-7. When I left there at halftime, it was 48-7 Highland Springs. So waiting for a final on that one, but that explosive offense seems just fine heading into the postseason. We'll have scores, highlights, everything you need coming up tonight on the sideline, 11:15 on NBC 12.
Can't wait for it, Mark. Going to be a great night. Matt over there at Hermitage, Douglas Freeman, he'll tell us the full story from pregame all the way to the final, as well as, of course, all the highlights from all the big games tonight. Coming up a little over an hour from now at 11:15, NBC 12 on your side with On the Sidelines with Mark and Matt. Mark Davis here live with us on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. Here at the Tomato Bowl at Lee Davis, it is a 29-18 win tonight for the Lee Davis Confederates, who end the regular season at 8-2 and now await their fate in postseason play as Lee Davis is getting the Tomato Bowl trophy at midfield even as we speak, and congratulations to them. That trophy went back to Ashland last year after the 17-14 victory. And we are quickly checking one of our sources to try to get the deep run final. And we also hope to talk to Lee Davis head coach Ryan Turnage here on the Scoreboard Show. Wowie, wow, wow, wow. What a night. So Lee Davis wins 29-18. Hanover survives in Ryko 24-21. They're going to be the number 2 seed in 4A East. Hosts the number 7 seed next week, and we're trying to figure out who that's going to be. Could be Louisa. Atlee destroys Armstrong tonight, 70-0 to finish at 6-4. They're going to be in the 5A North playoffs. The question will be, where do they go and who do they play? So all of those answers to all of those questions hopefully coming up very shortly. Right now we're going to take a very quick 2-minute timeout. That's 2-minute timeout. And when we come back, we will have more for you here live on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. And again, hopefully a conversation with head coach Ryan Turnage. Lee Davis wins the Tomato Bowl 29-18 back in 2 minutes on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show on 102.9 FM and the RVA Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Ron Moody here to tell you about my radio show, Retro Rock and Soul, the Music and the Memories. I'm on every Sunday, Wednesday, and Saturday night, 7 till 9 p.m. right here on Radial Internet Radio. Each week, I'll spotlight a great year in music, or I'll have a special musical theme. Join me right here on Radial for Retro Rock and Soul, the Music and the Memories.
The RVA Sports Network, Richmond's number one source on Twitter for high school sports. Get the latest Richmond area sports news anytime on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. Follow local teams on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and Chesterfield Sports. Listen to live exclusive high school sports broadcasts and much, much more on the new RVASportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now at RVASportsNetwork.com.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetDix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they, too, can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
We're back on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show live from Lee Davis High School. Rob Witham along with you. Things are beginning very slowly to work themselves out here in the playoff race. We are still waiting for word. We are desperately trying to get a final score from Deep Run and Thomas Jefferson because that is going to determine the number one seed in 5A South Central. Matoaka has defeated Thomas Dale 44-35. Those are the two crucial points that the Knights needed. The Skyhawks of L.C. Byrd needed in order to make this bad boy a three-way tie up at the top of 5A South Central. They didn't get them. So RVA Sports Network, I feel like it's election night. RVA Sports Network now projects that L.C. Byrd will be the number three seed, the number three seed in 5A South Central. And if Deep Run has the win tonight over Thomas Jefferson, and we are really, everything within our power trying to get that final score. If Deep Run has got the win, they were leading at last check, then that will put Hermitage in a tie with Highland Springs. And of course, Hermitage beat them head to head opening night in overtime, and Hermitage would get the number one seed in 5A South Central. We also need the Deep Run score so we can determine how Douglas Freeman did tonight and how Henrico did tonight. And that's how we'll be able to let you know how Lee Davis has done tonight. Lee Davis started the night at 257 points, 1 point behind Henrico, 10 behind Douglas Freeman. 32 points for the win here tonight in the Tomato Bowl over Patrick Henry. They get two for Tucker winning, and they get two for Atlee winning. They get two for Hanover winning, and one for the Verina Highland Springs game, no matter what. So that's, by our count, 2, 4, 6, 7 plus 32 is 39, and so out of a possible 299 points, Lee Davis has 296 points. Henrico above them. They lose tonight. They get 19 points for the loss. They lose to a 4A team that has 10 points. They get 2 points for playing a team one classification below them, and that would be... that's right. 10 points and then 2 points. And then they get 1 point for each Hanover win, which is 7. So that's 19 points. Then they get 2 each from J.R. Tucker and Mills Godwin. So that's 23. They get 2 from tonight's game, 2 from the Atlee win, and 1 from the Highland Springs win. And so that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. So that's 28 points. That would put them in a tie with Lee Davis at 296 points. And of course, Henrico would win the tiebreaker because it's head-to-head competition. at that particular point. We are still waiting to see what Deep Run did, because if Deep Run wins, Henrico should have the 5 seed. Douglas Freeman will keep the 4 seed. And Lee Davis would be the 6th seed, and that would mean these Confederates would have to go to Chester and take on L.C. Byrd in the first round next Friday night. But we are all anxiously awaiting the Deep Run Thomas Jefferson final. Everything in 5A South Central is hanging on that. We know Matoaka is going to be the number 7 seed. They get the win tonight, and then they get 2 bonus points for the Colonial Heights win, 2 for the Cosby win. They get 2 for the Dinwiddie win. They only get 1 for Hopewell. And Midlothian was leading Clover Hill the last that we checked. And if they go on to defeat Clover Hill, then those are 2 points by the board for them. And that would be bad news for Matoaka. But it looks like no matter what, Midlothian, if they get the win, and the last we've heard, it was still 14-6. And I know that's a long time ago, and all of our correspondents on Twitter are reporting the same thing. And that game should have gone final or darn close to it. As we continue to await the Deep Run Thomas Jefferson final. We also are hoping to get head coach Ryan Turnage up here. I know the celebration is continuing, and he's probably been stopped by some people down there, and I believe he is on his way up right now, so that'll be great. This will be an opportunity for us to talk to Coach Turnage while at the same time try to get that one last final score that we need that will put all of this puzzle finally, and I do mean finally, together. But it looks the way that we have it now, 45, that would be 291, even if they got that. No, Matoaka could not match Lee Davis. So Matoaka is going to be the 7th seed. Meadowbrook is going to be the 8th seed. That we know. The question is going to be, does Hermitage win the tiebreaker and get the 1 seed? And we're waiting on that. We know that L.C. Byrd is the 3 seed. And we'll know 4, 5, and 6 as soon as we get the Deep Run final score. So that's where we stand, and the waiting game continues here on the RVA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. But you know what? Us prognosticators and media members spent all week long crunching the numbers and looking at the 1Fs and the minimums and the maximums and everything like that. And gentlemen like the one to my left right here, Lee Davis head coach Ryan Turnage, they had no concern, and maybe in the back of their mind a little concern, but if they did, they never told the players, because all they wanted to focus on was what was going to happen on the field tonight. Coach Turnage, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your first Tomato Bowl victory in your second season. And can I just ask you to speak first about the turnaround, 2-8 to 8-2. A lot of people really just kind of overlooked you in August, didn't think that you could handle it in the rough Capital District. And look where you are now. You're in the postseason.
Yeah.
What a great job you guys have done.
Thank you. You know, we're proud of the kids. They're the ones that play, and you know, I'm proud of our coaching staff. They're the guys that, you know, that get in here and are here all summer and put them through the workouts. And you know, it's a direct reflection of the kids. You know, senior night, that's what we were worried about. You know, we knew the best we could do tonight was 8-2. Mm-hmm. The playoff stuff we were in. It's just a matter of where we were. And you know, I think we hopefully moved up with some help from, you know, across the county with Hanover. We thought that was going to be a good football game, and
it was.
And you know, I would have been one good one to see. I knew they had Clayton coming back, and hopefully he must have played good for him. So you know, I'm happy for those guys, because I know Coach Stout and that group over there wanted to you know, end the season with some momentum, and you know, they helped us out. So
yes, they did. Isn't it crazy? The strange bedfellows here tonight. L.C. Byrd was rooting for Thomas Dale.
Yeah.
You were rooting for Hanover.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the nature of the beast when you get to the last week of the regular season and you're fighting for every point you can get in the VHSL standings.
It seems like that those top three teams, you know, they were going to fall 1, 2, or 3. It didn't matter where they were going to go. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, that's the only one I kept listening to was Henrico during the game. And I, you know, heard it Henrico Hanover, and it was back and forth. So you know, but I'm proud of the kids. We won all three, you know, bowl trophies for the Hanover County. So, you know, we're excited for our program to turn around, and you know, it's a direct reflection of the hard work that these guys put in.
No doubt about it. In fact, let's talk Tomato Bowl 57 right now, Coach. What was the main message coming into the game for your kids? You know, checking the emotions of senior night, such a big rivalry with such a big history, and knowing that you have a lot more football hopefully to play. Well, how did you steer them into tonight's action?
You know, well, that's the thing. It was trying to, you know, we had to get them up. You know, because it was a county game. You know, I've told people this rivalry is, you know, it's not what it used to be. It's, you know, our kids get up for Atlee and Hanover, and this one's kind of the third tier. But I think once the ball kicks off, you know, I think it gets competitive and gets chippy. And, mm-hmm. you know, so that kind of stuff happens, you know. So, you know, our kids, I told them, I said, the exciting thing is it's senior night, but it's not your last game. So, you know, I didn't want them to be complacent. I think they came out and they played with some intensity. And, you know, we held them to three on the first drive, and then mm-hmm. – the offense kind of, you know, we went down the field and then we couldn't cash in, you know, back to back there with a turnover, and, you know, we moved the ball down the field and kind of stalled out. So we got to continue to get better, and that's been the mantra all year, is, you know, get better every snap and, you know, just keep trying to improve as much as we can in 11 weeks. And so that's where we're at.
Lee David, Coach Ryan Turnage with us here on the RBA Sports Network Scoreboard Show. 29-18 winners in the Tomato Bowl tonight at home over Patrick Henry to finish at 8-2 and head to the postseason next week. It'll be the first time Lee Davis has been in the postseason since the 2012 season. Coach, how do you, even though it's a senior-laden team at certain key positions, beginning at quarterback with Chase, you know, you have the situation where you drive and the ball's batted down on fourth down, you don't get the points, and you know, there are a couple of situations like that early on. And, you know, Patrick Henry's still hanging around at 7-3, closing in on halftime. Mm-hmm. How do you keep it positive to make sure they realize, look, go next play, next play?
Well, you know, the thing was our kids were coming off the field on those first couple drives, and they weren't down. You know, they were upset they weren't scoring, but they were – you know, they knew that we had some stuff going for us, and we just needed we were beating ourselves. You know, they made a couple stops here and there, but you know, our kids knew that we had the routes open. You know, we had miles a couple times, and we missed them on the rollout, and you know, we had some throws, and we knew that, so we just kind of kept some of them in our back pocket. And you know, Chase was just trying to, you know, sometimes do too much, and you know, once he calmed down a little bit and played with himself, he was fine. So, and that's what we've been trying to get him to do all year, and he's done for the most part, a great job doing that.
Coach, let you go here after this quick question. You know, just a couple of little breakdowns, one of them early on in the Henrico game we were at last week, defensively. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, you hold Hanover to 12 points. You keep them out of the end zone on four different occasions. That's the difference in the game.
Yeah.
Here tonight, Patrick Henry goes 2.5-plus quarters without scoring, mm-hmm. and you're able to build the lead and seize the day. Talk about how your defense has improved from the start of the season to now. What key elements have there been?
You know, well, I, you know, people say, you know, that I think we've been good on defense all year. You know, the numbers don't lie. You know, mm-hmm. we first five games, whoever we played, I mean, we were giving up very few points. You know, Holland Springs was, you know, they did what they did, but they've done it to everybody.
Yes, they have.
And, you know, we did a really good job against Hanover. And against Henrico, we played really good defense in the second half. And we had some breakdowns in the first half, but those were things that we knew we could fix. It wasn't a matter of a team lining up and just, you know, running it right at us. And, you know, we've tried to keep it as simple as we can on defense. Our defensive staff has done a good job. It's something that, you know, our kids know our system, and I think that's a product of all the offseason stuff that we've done.
No doubt. This win, this 8-2 record started last November when you left the field at the end of that season.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We knew what we had to do, and, someone told me today in the building, if you could take 8 wins at the beginning of this season playing in the Capital District, you probably would have taken it and never snapped the ball, and that's absolutely correct. So, you know, we're proud as heck. I told our kids, when we get ready to play in the playoffs, no matter who we play, you know, we've played some good football teams. We've played Holland Springs, and we've played, you know, the Veranas, whether or not they made the playoffs or not. We've played Henrico, mm-hmm. and, you know, we scrimmaged Douglas Freeman, so we've seen some tough teams, and, you know, we're just going to play as hard as we can next week and see what happens. And, you know, everyone said, well, you want to try to avoid Hermitage and LC Bird, Holland Springs. You got to play them at some point.
At some point.
So, you know, whether it's the first round, second round, I mean, they're good football teams, and they're the top three seeds for the reason. And, you know, so we'll see how all this stuff shakes out and who we're playing.
And that's where you want to be, so you got to beat them to get there.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, you know, at some point, if you ever want to advance past the first round, you got to play the you know, I can't help it that, you know, the 5A South is so tough. So.
I know. You're not kidding. Well, hey, it's tough to make the top eight in 5A South Central, and you've done it, and you've done it well. Coach yeah. Turnage, congratulations. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for everything you do.
No problem.
8-2 for Coach Turnage and company. And right now, again, we continue to wait for the Deep Run Thomas Jefferson final score. If Deep Run wins that game, this is just currently our projections right now. Let's see. Midlothian and Clover Hill are in overtime at 14-14. And Calvin, back at the station, I know that we have to be off the air in 12 minutes at 10:30. So I am completely aware of that and know that we will give everybody as much as we possibly can here on air. And then, trust me, folks, we will be tweeting out all this information as much as we possibly can. As soon as we get it all straightened out with projections and whatnot, you will know immediately as soon as we do on our Twitter feeds at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, and at our main network's feed, the RVA Sportsnet. We know in 5A South Central the following. This is what we know right now. LC Bird is number 3. We know that Metoica is number 7, and we know that Meadowbrook is number 8. Those things we know. What we are waiting to confirm is that we believe at this point that even if Deep Run loses tonight, it would give Henrico 28 points. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. There is 28. Yeah, that would be 28 plus 258 is 296. They would end up in a tie with Lee Davis for 5th, and head-to-head tiebreaker would go to Henrico. And so Henrico would be the 5 seed, Lee Davis would be the 6 seed, and Lee Davis would be going to Chester next week. Right now, Douglas Freeman is at 295 points. And we can now confirm that they are at 297 points. And so we can confirm Douglas Freeman is the 4th seed. We can confirm that the number 4 seed in a home game for the Rebels next week they'll be home to the 5th seed next Friday. Mark Davis is on Twitter trying to get a final Deep Run and Thomas Jefferson. This is how absolutely crazy this has turned out to be. We don't want to forget about the other teams here in the county. Atlee's season has completed with 270 out of a possible 276 points, we think. 30-33. Actually, we're waiting on the Deep Run final from them. Can you believe that? Because if Deep Run won, that's 2 more points for Atlee. We're going to be looking for a lot of out-of-town scores here shortly to see if Albemarle can take Atlee over for 10th place, to see if Potomac Falls in 9th place is going to be able to be picked up by Atlee. Those things are what we are waiting for. I can tell you that while we were getting set for our interview with head coach Ryan Turnage, Hanover head coach Derek Stout tried to call me on my cell phone. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to pick it up because obviously we're still here on the air at this particular point. So we're going to look at everything that we know at this particular second and give you the best projections that we have. Atlee will likely be on the road in week number 1. Possible opponents include North Stafford, possibly include Wakefield, and could also possibly, and this is not necessarily likely, but it's possible that a Stonebridge could be involved in all of this as well. But we know that Atlee is at 270 points, and they could go to 272 if Deep Run wins. But if Deep Run lost, then that will solve a whole lot of our issues at this particular point. And I am working every source that I have in this world to try to get a final score. Again, Deep Run led early on, but it's been a while since we heard anything. And I've checked some sources from Deep Run, have not heard back from them. Mark Davis is looking for the final score and hoping to hear from him before we have to go off the air, and we're down to 8 minutes remaining. Hopewell has gone to 8-2. They'll be the number 1 seed in 3A East, and they win tonight over Prince George 39-14. Congratulations, Hopewell finishing so strong tonight. And in the last 3 weeks of the season, 39-14 over Prince George. Blue Devils are the number one seed in the 3A East 8-team pod of conferences 26 and 28. So congratulations, Hopewell. 8-2 and an incredible run down the stretch to fend off James Monroe, and Myrner Field will be host to playoff action. And we've just got confirmation. Deep Run lost to Thomas Jefferson. 246-42-48 is 336 points. 34-36-38-40 is 336 points. And for Highland Springs, they win tonight big over Verina, and then they get 7 bonus points for 39, so that's going to put them at 338. Bird got 40 for 336, and Hermitage tonight gets 42 points for the win, 2 points for Highland Springs win, 2 points for Godwin, 2 points for Tucker. They miss out on Meadowbrook, Deep Run, and Manchester. So they end up in a tie with LC Bird. So now the question is, who breaks the tie? TJ upsets Deep Run. So Highland Springs is going to be the number one seed in 5A South Central over Hermitage and LC Bird. So it will be a rematch of last year's first round, Meadowbrook and Highland Springs, next week in round number one. The 7 seed Metoaka is going to go over to Hermitage or LC Bird, depending upon the tiebreaker there. And then LC Bird or Hermitage will get Lee Davis next week at home. Lee Davis going to be the 6th seed, 19-23, 27-28. We can project, and we're still waiting now for an overtime score from Midlothian and Clover Hill, if you can believe it, because that has implications for the Douglas Freeman Rebels. And it looks like they are going to be the number 4 seed in 5A South Central. Because right now, 8 points on the night for Douglas Freeman plus 22 is 30. That puts him at 297. So yes, Douglas Freeman will be the 4 seed. So what we know so far in 5A, number 1 will be the Highland Springs Springers. The number 4 seed will be Douglas Freeman. The number 5 seed will be Henrico. The number 6 seed will be Lee Davis. The number 7 seed is Metoaka. And number 8 will be Meadowbrook. So there are your current projections. Hermitage and Bird are in a tie, and we await to find out who's going to get the tiebreaker. And here's what we do know about Hanover County teams as we get set to wrap things up and turn our attention to Twitter for the rest of the evening. And of course, also our Central Region Now podcast. We're going to drop that as quickly as possible and try to get that to you sometime in the midnight hour on Twitter. We'll send out links. And of course, we always put the podcast at the top of the page on all of our websites, including rvasportsnetwork.com and hanovercountysports.net. Here's where we stand in 5A South Central. Highland Springs is the 1 seed by 2 points. Freeman's the 4. Henrico the 5. Lee Davis 6. Metoaka 7th. And Meadowbrook is 8th. So Henrico would go to Freeman in 1 quarterfinal in the pod. Meadowbrook to Highland Springs in another. The winners would play each other in 2 weeks. At Lee, we do not know if 10th is their final seeding in 5A North. We're going to work to get the out-of-town scores, get the extra points, and send it out to you as quick as we can. Hanover will be the number 2 seed in 4A East. They leap over Monacan with their win tonight over Henrico. They could not quite catch Cortland. Likely, they will host Louisa in the first round. We will confirm that and get that information out to you on Twitter as well. Wow, what a night here at the Tomato Bowl. Lee Davis with the win, 29-18. Thank you, Sheehy Ford of Ashland. Thank you, Crown Limousine Service. Thanks to Mark Davis and all of our friends at NBC 12. And our playoff coverage begins next Friday night. As soon as we know who we have, where it is, what time it is, we will pass it along to you on Twitter. We'll have announcements here on the radio station all week long as well. And, of course, a huge thank you to Calvin Cecil back at the radio station for all he does. Rob Witham saying thank you so much for joining us. Lee Davis gets the 29-18 win in Tomato Bowl 57 over Patrick Henry. and the Confederates move on in 5A South Central. We'll talk to you next week as the playoffs begin on the Game of the Week. Good night, everybody.
WHAN Sports has presented the High School Football Game of the Week with your host, Rob Witham. Tonight's game brought to you by Sheehy Ford of Ashland on Route 1 and online at SheehyFordAshland.com. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Crown Limousine Service for corporate travel, tacky light tours, and more. Call 368-0229 or go to CrownLimousine.net. No part of this program is authorized for presentation or rebroadcast without prior written permission of Fifth Estate Broadcasting, LLC. Thanks for listening, everybody, and join us again next time for the High School Football Game of the Week here on WHAN.